Holy shit.
ECA Imaging Systems pregame show from Akron, Ohio, getting set for game in this seven-game series between the Akron River Ducks and the Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from Canal Park in Akron. It was a thrilling game last night for the Bowie Bay Sox to come out on top of, break that little two-game skid. Of course, felt a lot longer considering both losses. Well, walk-off losses with hit by the same batter for the win both games. But that's past. They've got the big win, and they are at this point now secured a winning trip of the 13 games played scheduled on this road trip. At least Bowie, seven of them, with still four to play, so Bowie has a big chance to still dominate the remainder of this trip. Be going a big run to end it before they head a week homestand against Summers and Altoona. But Bowie needs to keep winning because the fact of the matter is, Erie isn't going to stop. The second place Seawolves have been on the heels of Bowie over the last few weeks. Erie is still on a four-game winning streak and only one game back of Bowie in this division. We can discuss the numbers a little bit, but let's finish wrapping up how last night's game went for Bowie. They put on an RBI ground out and then another four, then an RBI single by Cody passed ball. Eventually got an insurance run in the seventh after getting another leadoff runner on base, eventually replacing him at third with a fielder's choice and a wild pitch. It was a funky seventh inning, but Bowie finally lost. Brennan Hanafy turned in five innings. He missed five innings by an error. four and two-thirds innings with only one earned run allowed for Hanifee. If the win, if he was able to finish the five innings, he would have earned his first win since August of 2019. But it just wasn't meant to be. His bullpen, though, was still able to back him up. And Jake Brezina and Connor Lopez combined to allow just one additional Bowie's bullpen, continuing what's worked. The staff has also been continuing what's been great work. Nine innings yesterday with only the one Bowie's pitching staff has ERA in minor league baseball half at 3.09, 0.10 whip. So you look to continue today as we prepare for today with the numbers, getting you set up for more. Bowie comes in for game number 100 of the season, a 52-52 record on a coin flip's odds, and a win streak for Bowie, but they're 8-2 over their last 10 games. 20-30 when playing on the road. Spring also comes in for game number 100 this season, a 57-46 record. They're on a one-game losing streak. They've still won 7-3 over 10. The Rubber Ducks are 31-20 playing in front of the home crowds here at Canal. Bowie is 25-2nd half in the Eastern League, the best record, while Akron, 17-17, leads the 16 Southwest Division, which is in 4th place, well actually 3rd, but Altoona does tiebreaker with them if it ever comes down to something like that, and Altoona does have more games played. Altoona is 18-8, but they are both 7.5 games behind Bowie in these division standings. Erie is in 2nd place, the closest to Bowie, only one game back of the Bayhawks at a 24-11 record. Teams today will be playing at 7:05. So, of course, as per usual, we'll be playing the scoreboard watching. Big pitching matchup for today's game. Peter Burns going for Akron while Justin Armbruster tosses for Bowie. Talk about swing and miss stuff lately. You're talking about Justin Armbruster. Among qualified pitchers in the Orioles and that's full season qualified, not talking about the Complex League or the Good Summer League. Among qualified pitchers in the Orioles organization, Armbruster, highest swinging strike rate in the system. 15.3%. So that's about one out of every six-ish pitches he's thrown and it's swung on and missed. That tells how great of a pitcher he's been with his fast slider this year. Armbruster coming off of 5 scoreless innings against Harrisburg his last time out. He's on back-to-back starts for Bowie. 3 consecutive starts now after sitting in that short little of relief appearances back at Harvey and then Kyle Braddock. He's still been pitching fine. First appearance of the season did against Akron, but that was partly because of a change in his schedule. There was a rainout on Saturday when Ryan Watson was scheduled to pitch back in July, but because of the rainout, Watson starts to Sunday, and Armbruster's A star got pushed into a relief. So obviously not the worst thing, a guy that has bounced between and starting this season, but on short notice, it can kind of, it all depends on maybe when you come into them as well, especially when you go in a lineup that was maybe crafted for a different pitcher. There's a lot of different factors there. Hopes that today, Armbruster together a clean performance against the did give up a home run to Brian Rio the last time that these two teams did. But he's playing well so far. That was Armbruster tossing to finally giving up 3 hits. He struck out twice over his last 10 innings. Only walked, actually he has a walk in those same 10 innings. It's a strikeout to walk ratio for Armbruster. You like what you see there. As Tanner Burr for Akron, he's been plagued by outings this season, only finishing the 5th inning 3 times out of his starts this year. He's been a flyball pitcher. His efforts have finally started to hurt him, as he's allowed 9 home runs all this season, but 8 home runs in just his last 23 2/3 innings, so they finally started to park a little bit more, as he's left more often through the year. Unable to finish the 5th inning against Boone in April when he made his first start against the Sox, but then he held them to on a sacrifice fly, so it wasn't that bad. He just didn't go too far. He did turn in his best start of the season against July. It was a quality start. He tossed 6 innings for the only 2 this season, but he was the tough little loser. That quality start, 2 solo home runs by Joey's, and Bowie won the game 2-1 in just 1 hour and 52 minutes. It was a speedy contest at Prince George's Stadium. There's no way to really dissect that one, just a fast one and a fun one. Garrett Stallings picked up the win for Bowie in that one, following Brennan Hanifee, who had tossed 3 innings. I think that was Hanifee's first start back from his injured list with Tommy John. Because the number 20 prospect does get up there into the mid-90s, sometimes touches 97. He also sports a strong curveball, so Bowie will look about them. We speak of Brennan Hinn. He pitched well last night. 2/3 innings was 1 error away from picking up the win, and he's next as we continue on with the DCA Imaging's pregame show. We chat with Hanifee his thoughts on the journey that it's been since he last pitched professional 2019 before the lost COVID year and the lost 2021 due to surgery. So, Brennan Hanifee just in a second, so stick around. You're listening to baseball. Thank you.
I'm confused.
Thank you.
Canal Park, one final time here on the DCA Imaging Systems Brief as we're getting ready for a quick break. The Rubber Ducks have taken the field, as have the Bay Sox, and set for the national anthem. So, but when we return, we've got first pitch, the play-by-play. We're back after this, listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Friday, and you don't have an answer? From Canal Park here in Akron, and more of this seven-game series between the Akron Rubber Ducks and your Bay Sox. So glad you're with us. That's with you from Akron, Ohio. Tanner Burns forms on the mound for the Rubber Ducks. The starting lineup for the Bay Sox face looks like this. At second base, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Colton Kowser in center field batting second. Joey Ortiz is the shortstop. He's batting second. Haskin in right field bats fourth. Maverick Hanley, the DH, will bat fifth. Go third base, bats sixth. Toby at first base bats 7th. Cody Roberts, or the catcher today, bats 8th. And Johnson in left field bats. The Bay Sox of the AA affiliate of Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Miller, assisted by Brandon Hecker, Josh Clay, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 52-50 on the season, 8-2 over their last 10, 4-30 on the road, and 25-10 here in the second record in the Eastern League. And again, the Bowie lineup features Kowser, Ortiz, Haskin, Henley, Mayo, Welk, Russ, and Watson, all to face off against Tanner Burns on the mound. The park here in Akron is 37 feet down the right field, 331 feet down the line to left field, 400 deepest part of straightaway center with a crook in toward right center. As Connor Norby crosses over behind home plate with the batter's box, hitting 250 the season and 878 OPS, 2 games played. 7 doubles and triple, 8 home runs, 16 runs in. As the shadows put left side of the infield dirt, the right side of the infield grass, all taking in the sunlight. Right field in some solid. Burns, grabs some rosin, base of the mound, climbs the hit rubber, kicks and fires the pitch. It's a fastball, misses down, it's ball one. We're underway at 7:06 p.m. on a 76 degree sunny day here in Akron with a very mild breeze out toward left field. It's been a bit gusty at points, but it's linked down. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, it's muscled up the middle, a base hit. Splits toward the gap, but slowly on the grass, and Norby will jog easily for a single. Stops there, but he opens up with a knock. Bowie is on the board to open up not on the hit column, not specifically, but Norby will gladly take it. He's got hits now in three of his last four games for the Mesa. As Colton Kowser stepped the day off yesterday, hitting 3.7 this season for Bowie, a 96 OPS in 33 games. First pitch, Kowser watches up and up, and the count starts 1-0. Eight doubles for Kowser, eight home runs, 24 in. As Burns sets first base side of the rubber. Fires the next to Kowser. Letter watches wide, and the count goes to no strikes. Only pitch in the zone so far for Burns. Was served into center for a base hit. As Bowie is trying to make it back, wins after going on for a 4-2 W last night. 2-0. Up and away, though the wind is back of the jersey for Burns. From up here at our broadcast location, you can just watch the ripples of it up against the sunlight and the shade that is pushing across the mound. Three balls, strikes on Kowser. Does he have the green light? He does. A curveball is swung on and missed deep, and it's three balls and one strike. It's Bowie. Lost the first two games of this series. They're trying to tie up the seven games now. As the 3-1 cut in, Kowser swings and gets a piece into the mid of the catcher. High fastball, 2-2, and the count runs full. Burns can come at you with some decent heat. This is velocity a good amount. He set it full now here on Kowser. And he tries a pickoff throw to first before going anywhere else. Very late, and we'll wait on the full count offering. Season on full counts as opponents just 3-15. But he's walked 12, only struck out 11. Each in, stares blankly at third, now looks. 3-2, Norby takes, it's away for ball four. Eric Rodriguez, the catcher, was fired to second base, but it was worthless. As Kowser does the full count walk, put Norby at second base anyway. Joey Ortiz will step in. Trying to get the early edge as they've got runners at no one out here in the top of the first. Ortiz is riding an 8-game hit streak, tied for the longest in the league this season. As Burns fires in the first, and Ortiz hacks at it, flies in midfield. Quentin Hull ranging, now moving hard to his left in match. He throws the ball while falling over to try and keep Cotton tagging. Unfortunately, it was on a pin to third base. Holmes looked a little bit up, trying to follow that ball in the guys. Throw in, but Ortiz flies out on away. Let's finally tell you about the rest of the deep track. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Mike Chris Roller, Quentin Holmes. Reyna Gatto is at third. Brian Rocchio is at Daniel Schneeman is at second base. Pizzi Noel is at first. And Eric Rodriguez behind the plate for Tanner Burns on the. As Hudson has right-hander hitting 271, Nate 30s. First pitch. Hassel watches a called strike. Curveball in the lower side corner. It's nothing in one. Does not want to replicate what they did two nights ago. They loaded the bases with no one out. First inning, and were unable to score. Of course, they didn't load the bases before that, but they had a runner in scoring position, the 0-1. Haskin watches it skip in, and the count runs even in a ball and a strike. Hudson Haskin, this season, has 20 doubles and 3 triples. 10 home runs and 40 runs batted in. The Ortiz have been tied at 11 home runs each for a little bit now. See the Harrisburg series. Ball strike with runners at first and second. Here's the 1-1. Haskin gets a piece on a curveball, but back into the mid of the catcher. Two strikes. Went down in order in the first two innings tonight, but then snuck a run across the ground out in the third. Single in the fourth, and another run scored on a passed ball. That turned out to be the game's run. The 1-2 pitch. Haskin flinches on fastball. That one came near the fingers on the barrel of the bat. Not the barrel, the handle. Only two have it, and I got it wrong. Count goes even at 2. Turn sets. Shadows quick pushing across the infield. A 2-2. Swings for strike 3. Third high, and Burns strikes out Haskin to get back in command of this inning. His first punch out, and there's 2. Umpire and crew for today's game. Tim Detweiler is over at third base. Gabe Alfonso is at first. And Louis Krupa is the crew chief, eating the balls and strikes behind home plate. As Maverick Hanley digs in, DH today is batting 233, 771 OPS in 61 games. 11 doubles, a triple, homers, 38 runs batted in. First pitch. Shipley swings through a high fastball. It's nothing. First inning has been big for Bowie this season. As a team, they have an average well over 3. It's the only inning this year where their average is north of 3. The 0-1 comes home, and Hanley swings it down and away. Already no. Bowie also has the most runners left on base in the first inning this season. They have the most runners left on base in the entire Eastern League. But a lot of them come in this first inning. Running up pitch counts early on starting pitch course, that does help them in later innings. The Oats swing and a miss for strike 3. Breaking ball up and away. Bowie gets a single and a walk to open the inning, but they can't bring anyone home. Bottom of the first up in Akron.
Bowie nothing. Akron to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. Stop doing that. Why do they keep doing that?
Plus 6. Mackenzie on the plus 1. Minus 1. Minus 1. Minus 1. Minus 3. Plus 1. Minus 1. Minus 1. Minus 1. Minus 1. Minus
1. Stop fucking getting on and then just dying.
Plus 1. Plus 2.
The Bowie Bay Sox had an opportunity to strike first inning with first and second no come up empty. As we move to the first, Justin Armbruster will try to get a scoreless game. As Armbruster comes on the mound for Bowie, the starting lineup for the Rubber Ducks that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at Jose Tena, you've got Brian Rocco at shortstop batting second. Micah Friedman left field, he's batting third. John Kowell is at first base batting fourth. Daniel Schneeman at second base bats fifth. Brewer in center field sixth. Raynell Tano at third base bats seventh. Eric Rodriguez bats eighth. And Quentin Holmes, right field, batting ninth. Akron is the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. They're managed by Ruglis Odor, assisted by Owen Doon, Jim Matanzas, Mike Dollar, Juan De La Cruz, and Jim Don is the athletic trainer. Akron 6 in the season, a one-game losing, and 17-17 in the second. Again, their lineup features Tadio Pries, Noel Schneeman Roller, Delgado Rodriguez Holmes, all to face off Justin Armbruster on the mound. As the left Tana digs in, a 260 average and a 4 OPS in 92 games, Armbruster sets up at the chin and fires the home. It's a breaking ball, misses down and away, 1-0 to start. 19 doubles and 4 triples for Tana, 7 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Here next, misses wide, and the count is at 2 balls and no strikes. Plenty of Tanners always in this lineup for Akron. They even have one on the bench in Julian Esto, who's been plenty in this series, but 5 is in the lineup as the next pitch is fouled off. Count runs to 2 balls and a strike now. First inning has just been tough for Bowie over the last few. They finally slayed some of their demons on Sunday as a 2-1 pitch. Just misses above the letters, runs to keep in at 2. Bowie scored 9 runs in the first inning against Harrisburg en route to an 18-1. But since they gave up 1 run, you feel like those runs could have been scored elsewhere as the 3-1 moves outside for ball 4. Dana leads by drawing a walk. He's not a big walk candidate. Justin Armbruster is not a big walk. It's only the 5th walk. He's 34 2/3 innings. That's only the 19th walk that Jose Tena has drawn in 3 games. Hopefully it doesn't turn into a sign of things to come. As the Pinocchio is a curveball called for lower inside corner. It's nothing in 1. 265 average for 1188 OPS in 90 games. 19 doubles and a triple, 12 homers, 43 runs batted in. As misses wide, the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Yo has hit into 9 double plays this season. Bowie has their main infield going, more specifically. And 1 is popped foul behind lane, 1-2. So is getting the day off. Kobe Mayo is at third today for that. It's his 4th game this year, but it's still Joey Ortiz and Corby anchoring around. Switch of the full defense in a second as the one is swung on and bounced to short. Could be 2. He picks it, takes it the bag himself, fires a bow, and it's in time. Welp did have to slide a little bit off the bag after finally corralling it. He was able to hold on and keep the foot off in time as Rocchio hits into his double play of the season, 6-3. So the Red Buoy defense, as mentioned, you've got Zach Hauser and Hudson Haskin from left field. Kobe Mayo at third, Joe's at short. Connor Norby at second, at first, and Cody Roberts catches behind the arm Brewster on the mound. It's empty now, here's Micah Priest, first pitch pander, he swung on and missed. Curved down and inside, buckled Priest's as he tried to check and couldn't pull back. Nothing in whooping. 263 average and 88 OPS for Priest this season as he pops pitch foul. Out of court side, count to nothing and two. Buoy in their alternate orange, the black block Buoy on the front side. Gray pants, black hat, orange brim. Akron is in a specialty jersey evening. Celebrating the Children's Hospital with live jersey auction going on. Seeds donated to the hospital. As the next pitch misses up and away, hand-drawn design by a patient at the hospital with nice rainbows all around it as Freeze spoils the next side. Counts it a ball and two strikes. And it's a very lovely design. It has the word mark Akron on one side. As Armbruster sets it. Another 1-2. Fouled off again, left out remains. As we're here in the bottom of the first inning. Each side getting the leadoff batter on base. Buoy stranding two on base. Akron hitting into a double play. And now it's bases empty, two outs. 1-2. Swing and a piece. Just a in on the handle of the bat. Pulled off of the hands of Priest. Rolled over foul. As that curveball looked like it was well sent for a swinging strike three. But instead, it holds the count at a ball. So now Armbruster will try again. Field shift on for Priest here. Mr. Sets. Another 1-2. This is high a fastball, two balls and two strikes. Justin Armbruster, 230-pound, 23-year-old right from Bellevue, Washington. Round draft selection in 2021 from the University of New Mexico. The 2-2. Knuckled side as Priest continues to hold on. That was the eighth pitch of the play. It holds the count even at 2. 2-0 record for Armbruster this season, a .89 ERA in 8 game starts. Hold set at the way. Another 2-2. Popped it off third base side. Hanley Mayo sprinting, but they will watch it touch down on the warning track. Very low hanging. Probably only about 30 feet, and he came back down quickly. But holds, this will be the 10th play appearance. Breeze has done the most damage to Buoy Alts. Walk off Tuesday, walk off single Wednesday. At a double and a run score tonight. 2-2. Misses wide. And the count fills. See an 11th pitch. Armbruster this season. Opponents just 1 for 10 on full counts. Strikeouts, 4 walks. The 3-2. Lifted. Out toward deep left corner. Watson ranging. Face. And he makes the catch. Just up against the warning track. Armbruster finally wins the battle on the 11th pitch. But it's a scoreless first. He faced the minimum and sends us to the second. We're scoreless overall in Akron. Your list, baseball. On to the second inning in Akron, a score between the Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks. Honest with you. As the bottom four in the Bay Sox lineup are set to 7-8 to open with Kobe Welk and Cody Roberts. As Tanner Burns will get in. Tanner needed 17 pitches for a scoreless. First pitch here to Mayo is called on the outside edge. It's nothing in 1-0. 158 average for Mayo and a 554 OPS, 5 games. One home run's batted in. That's his only extra base hit. He'll call the strike. A changeup at the left. Swinging two. With seven strikeouts, two walks. He's 1-for-7 in this series. Burns off one as he holds set at the chin and fires two. It's straight up the middle and through for a hit. Just hit off of the mat. Skipped over second base. Joe has hits in four of his last five now for Bowie. That's one of the problems with the low sample size of an average 158. He's still getting on base. Since it's only in five games, you don't notice it when you just look at that one individual number. But Mayo's up with a single. Second consecutive inning that the Sox have started with a runner on base. Now here's Toby Welk. First pitch. Welk fouls it off behind the screen and one to start. 260 average for Welk, a 731 OPS, 14 games with Bowie. Doubles, no triples, 3 home runs, 10 runs back in. He had a home run in the Harrisburg series. He's been walking decent clip too, has 2 this series. As the 0-1 to home, and Welk knuckles it, air to second, it's picked to barrel by Daniel Schneeden. So a very soft pop out to second base. Kobe Mayo was sprinting out toward second, but fortunately it hung up long enough that Mayo realized he needed to return or risk being doubled up. So one gone. Here's Cody. Roberts hitting 62 with 751 OPS in 6 games. 12 doubles and triples, 6 home runs, 34 runs batted in. First pitch in, and Roberts flinches on a fastball up and inside. It's 1-0 to start. Bowie's been so good at getting a batter on base this season. It did it in 3 last night, and twice that runner came to score, which is actually a bit of a rarity for Bowie. As the 1-0, his claw back to the screen, count even to the ball and a strike. I shouldn't say it, but when you follow the path of Bowie and how as the first batter, anyone, doesn't matter which inning, it has you scratching your head how often Bowie gets on base, but how can they leave base runners on? As the 1-1 pitch is high, Roberts works in the count now because Bowie leads the lead in all of the main slash lines. So batting average, on percentage, and slugging percentage from the first batter. So a 270 average from the first batter of an inning. And an overall open north of 700. As the 2-1, strike in the top half, it's 2-2. It's at 850, just a little over 83. Their OPS from the start of an inning. But Bowie also has the most runners left on base in the Eastern League season. As the 2-2 is a pickoff, it's late. Pretty close. John Kenzie Noel base was able to snap the tag in there, but Roberts, Mayo rather, slid in safely. Away from the 2-2 to Roberts. And Bowie averages just a little 11.5 runners left on base. 2-2. Roberts watches it bounce in, pushed up the line by Eric Rodriguez. It hit off of his knee, and it went about 20 feet up the first line, so Mayo is concerned about going anywhere else. But it does run the count full. As Burns is up to 27 pitches. Runner at first, 1-2. Popped up foul, right side. This one will tail out. John Kinsey won't give it much of a thought. We'll see if Mayo tries for the takeoff. Attempted a stolen base yet, though. This sees Bowie. Burns out of the stretch beside the 3-2. Checked by an appeal. He didn't go around. By the time he actually got over there, Roberts was about halfway up the line. He when realizing that pitch came in. But it's ball 4. And Roberts moves to first. Mayo to second, and now Zach Watson. The Walks have been a bit interesting. 2-3 record this season, a 3.3 in 14 games all starts. He's been plagued by short outings, only 50 in the third innings. He struck out 58 and walked 25 entering this game. First, Watson fouled off after the screen, an inside changeup. Nothing. 176 average this year, a 542 OPS in 23 games played. Some doubles, 2 triples, 7 home runs. 20 runs batted in. He's on a 4-game hitless skid right now. Needs a breakout hit. Runner at second and one out. This would be a good time for it. Watson is 0 for his lead with 6 strikeouts. The 0-1. This is high. And a ball and a strike. Burns has been a big fly ball pitcher this time. Ground ball to fly ball, only about 0.75. but he mostly had it under control about a month ago. And things really fell off as the 1-1 is swung on and missed down a curveball. Count goes to a ball right. Bowie might have been the team kind of turned it on him. Not necessarily Bowie, just one specific player. In his last five starts, Burns has 8 home runs, including 2 Bowie Ortiz back in July. It was Ortiz's only career multi-home game. 1-2 pitch, Watson misses in a high fastball. He's down on ice. Struck out at least twice in each of his last 2 entering today. It's today with a strikeout, Burns 3rd this evening. 2nd out of the inning, and it goes back to the top for Connor Norby, who singled up the middle to open up the game. He was left 2nd base. First pitch in, he fouls it off of the other batters, bringing 1 to start. Scoreless here in the top of the 2nd. Bowie has worked Burns for 34 pitches so far. Runners at 1st and 2nd in frames so far. I just want to see that attack come full circle. As the 0-1 misses high in the count eats. Or I guess you could say full diamond. Again, I tell myself dumb jokes sometimes. Ball and a strike. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider. 22. So Mayo at 2nd base. Roberts at 1st. He hasn't had too many opportunities in scoring position. Here's a back pick 2nd in the diamond. Mayo caught by the shortstop Rocchio, and he's picked off. 6. For the 2nd consecutive inning, Bowie gets 2 on, and they can't bring any home. We're on to the bottom of the 2nd, Quinn, scoreless. We're listening to Bay Sox Mayo. Mayo is not good. You're fucking with me, right? Why?
They say fiction is that fiction. It's not fact. That's what we're going to talk about. Let's go to the next one. The triangle says the 3 components virus need to exist. Is it heat, oxygen, and flatness? Is this the party? Is that fact or fiction? Let's give you a no. Are you guys ready to section? They say we didn't go. You guys are the board. We have 5 over 2. We have time for 1 more. Keep smoke alarms away from the trees 10 feet from the stove to reduce false alarm. Is that fact?
Bottom of the 2nd inning here in Akron. Scoreless game as the number 4 batter for the Rubber Ducks. First pitch in from Justin Arthur is called a strike. Nice curveball to Kenzie Noel. Nothing in the 2.03 average for Noel. 47 OPS and 32 played as the next pitch is bounced over to 3rd. And 1 low hop by Kobe Mayo, which is an easy toss to first base for the out. 5-3. Another good breaking ball there from Arm Bruce. Now here's Daniel Schneeman. 209 average for the lefty, 580 in 85 games played. 5 doubles, 2 triples, 5 homers, 3 runs batted in. As Armbruster sets, fires the 1st, and it's called a strike on the outside edge, nothing in 1. Armbruster had a very efficient start against Harrisburg last week, only 70 for 5 scoreless innings, 6 hits, no walks, only 3 hits. The 0-1 is lined out toward right center field. Biskin covers the ground and makes the catch wide. This is a peculiar ballpark when it comes to how the field plays. The grass is heavy, the ball will slow down fast once it first touches down. Alleys are not that big, so I don't think we've seen any ball past an outfielder series. We've seen one ball go over an outfielder's head, but that's pretty much it. To Chris Roller is swung on and missed down and nothing in one. Roller hitting to a 630 OPS in 56 games. Yeah, John Kenzie Noel had a double yesterday that went over Greg Cullen's head and left, but that's really the only time we've seen a ball get past an outfielder. as this popped up to the right side, deep into shallow right field, the second and Connor Norby ranges out and catch. What an efficient second inning, Easton Arm Brewster. Ground out and fly out and pop out. One of the third, scoreless here tonight. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Fans, don't forget about four fireworks shows coming to Prince George's Stadium over the next couple of weeks. You've got Friday the 19th, Saturday the 20th, 6th, and Saturday the 27th stand at Prince George's Stadium. As we move on to the third inning here in Akron, Connor Norby is called a strike on the bottom, 0-1. Get your tickets for that stand at BaseSox.com. As the 0-1 from Burns comes home, and it's lined into center field, another base hit. Norby for two with a pair of singles up. That would have been very held back in the second inning when Norby was at the plate. He had a one ball and two strike count. Kobe Mayo was picked off of second base. Now, a base hit probably wouldn't have scored Norby, but it would have loaded the bases for Clouser, who's 3-for-6 with the bases loaded. Of course, you can think about hindsight. You can think about different permutations of situations and how they could have altered the flow of the game, but it's the third inning that Bowie has led off with a base runner. And Clouser has called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's 0-1. Bowie got runners in scoring position and second innings and did not score. Norby and Gouser both reached to first and were both left stranded. So wait on the 0-1. Here it is. Called a strike on the upper outside as it goes to 0-2 on Gouser. Drew a walk and a full count. Back to first inning. It was a fast second inning for Justin Armbruster. Didn't give Tanner Burns any time to breathe. After Burns needed 19 picks, Armbruster needed just 6. The 0-2. Bounced to first, but it hit off of Couser for a foul ball. A little bit off of his foot. That would have been a surefire double play as John Kensino was right on it. He probably could have tagged it before stepping on first base, Couser, but fortunately for Couser. Unfortunately, it hit off of him because he's just kind of bending over his bat a bit to stretch himself after hitting himself. But the count stays at 0-2, and Gouser finds to get back into the box. As is the next, and Gouser watches well hot. This ball runs the count to a ball, 2 strikes. I'm seeing if Norby would take off there. Rodriguez has had 39 spaces attempted against him this season. He's only 7 potential steals. 32 stolen bases allowed. The 1-2, Gouser watches high again. And Norby is 4-for this season on stolen base. Bowie stolen base in the fourth inning yesterday when Haskin led off a bunt single. And he swiped second. He has the second from bases in minor league baseball. The 2-2. Sprayed foul the other way. Check that. It's the second fewest in the league. Fourth fewest in all of minor league baseball. Harrisburg Senators have the fewest in minors. Bowie is at just 60, Berg is at 58. Runner at first, no one out here in the top of third, still a scoreless game. Pickoff throw to first, a bit high, applied by John Kenzie Noel, as we wait on the next offer. But Joey Ortiz is waiting on deck. Like, come on, maybe with an opportunity to drive someone in. More so to extend his streak as the 2-2 pitch. This is Dave. Couser starts behind nothing and two, and then all of a sudden watches three fastballs miss way up there. And it's full, second consecutive PA that could go full. He walked in the first. Pickoff throw to first again. It's not a lag. Norby did take off the first inning on Couser's full count. But of course, the pitch was tied, so Norby was hit at second base. It's a short lead off first. Let's see if he takes off. Boy, 3-2, sprayed foul. Fastball up and away. Count still holds full. The Bowie's doing their job again. It was the eighth pitch to Couser. Burns is up to 46. He hasn't even recorded an out here in the... Norby goes, 3-2, line but foul. It's off of the side. Count stays full. Fun plate appearance, that's for sure. Armbruster won an 11 pitch earlier. 3-2 is down in ball four. The 10th pitch of the PA. Couser draws his second walk, third of the day from Burns, and a carbon copy of Stenning. Connor Norby singles up the middle on the second pitch. Colton Couser runs a count full while he tries to steal second. Walk anyway. So Bowie basing a second chance at driving someone in. Here's Jimmy Ortiz. First pitch. Ortiz and away. One start. He flew out to right field on the first pick in the first inning. 1-0 comes in, and it's popped up. Right side of the infield. Ortiz tosses the bat a little hard as Schneeman ranges over in the second base pack. So Ortiz 0-for-2, but he started yesterday 0-for-2 before collecting a double. His hit streak there. And he's still got plenty of time as winning up his second plate appearance in third inning. So now here's Hudson Hatton. Struck out swing offering back in the first inning. First pitch in from Burns, and Skins serves it on a line to left too high up. Chris Roller is hurt, and he makes the catch. So, while it's not necessarily been a full carbon copy of the first inning, the outcomes are still the same. Lead off single and a walk, and now two quick outs. So Maverick Handley would have changed things. He struck out swing on three pitches back in the first inning, stranding the two runners on. As we're still scoring in the top of the third. Three hits for Bowie, no hits for Akron. First pitch. Handley wide away, and it's scooped between the legs of Rice. The runners will advance. So with the start on Handley, as things have been getting a little bit more, don't even want it wild, but more wide, especially to the right from Tanner Burns right now. He's still doing fine in terms of all strike percentage. The 1-0 pitch comes in, and Handley watches it miss high. It goes in no strikes. One in third, two away. 2-0 pitch. Handley watches high. Hitter's changeup just hit the top half of the zone. As Gouser leads soft off of second base, the second baseman is clean. Norby off of third. Handley smokes it foul over to the right side. Now evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes now. As Burns is up to 5 pitches. I said he's played by short outings. 14 this year, and only 3 have seen him finish the 5th inning. 2-2 to Hamlin. Swinging a line drive over the glove into right field. This will score two. Norby's down. Counter is down. Or Noel up at first base, and Hanley does too. Two RBI single for Maverick Hanley, and the Bay Sox take the 2-0 in the third inning. Two out for Bowie has really been on the swing, and I think it's a big factor for the leader of this series for the Bay Sox. Hanley has hits in 3 of 4 games now for Bowie. And he's up to 40 RBI season. It's Kobe Mayo digs. And the first home is a called strike, lower outside. Nothing in one to start. Bowie does get their redemption. Passing out on two early bases in the first inning. The Capital two outs here in the third. Pitch, swinging a piece. Mayo put a lot of juice into that curveball down and away. Only got a little bit of it on the end of the bat. It goes back to the screen. Batting with two a season, Bowie has been fine. They're in the top half of the league, but highest batting average. The called strike three on the outside edge. That's a great slider there from Tanner Burns. And his fourth strikeout. So up on base, but not before Bowie capitalizes. Two out, two RBI single by Maverick Hanley. And as we move to the bottom of the... It's 2-0 Bowie. You're listening to me, so... Bottom of the third inning here in Akron, following a 10 spurt by Bowie at the top of the fourth. Justin Armbruster is back to work after a 6-pitch second, and the first pitch is a swinging strike. That goes flying. Raynel Delgado is going to need some bandages for his bruised ego to go along with R, because that bent went sitting into the netting of Sox bullpen before, or dugout rather, before finally coming amidst a scattering bodies on the rubber floor in the dugout. That drew the oohs and ahs out, but minus that is probably one of the biggest helicoptering bats I've seen in quite some time. To not even make contact, too, you lose it that hard. Oh goodness, poor Delgado. 38 average for him this season, a 590 PS in 34 games. As the 0-1 is called a strike in the lower outside. I wonder if someone's gunshot after losing their bat like that, even though they hit the pine tar to reset themselves and get a better grip. I wonder if you're gunshy about swinging that hard again, you know, not losing the bat, as the 0-2 is foul into the netting left side. Mays. Two doubles and a triple for Delta this season. Two home runs, 10 runs back. Duke. Swinging a flare out to center. Right on a nose, though, to Colton Gauzer. He held on it for a brief moment before stepping back and then back in. Makes the cat line drive, and there's one away. Leadoff batter of the game walked. Jose Tena, that was back in the first inning. But since then, Justin Armbruster, perfect. Thanks in part to a double as well. He's not allowed a base runner. Hasn't struck anyone out yet. But he's still doing fine. Very efficient work. As the first pitch to Aguez is called a strike. Slider hits that corner. It's nothing in one. 200 average for Rodriguez, a 5.4 OPS in 40 games. Six doubles, no triples, two homers, runs batted in. Next pitch. Ball called for strike in the leg corner. On the count to nothing and two. Already some starts here in this third inning for Armbruster. Second down, aggressive, and is up to the zone. The 0-2 pitch. Up and away, and the count goes to a ball and two strike. And see why he'd offer up a pitch like that. Because after starting out nothing and two on Delgado, Delgado was able to foul off. Armbruster trying to get the swing and miss stuff. As the 1-2 pitch is out and missed for strike three. High from Armbruster. Finally, his first strike comes at a good time here in the third. Two gone. Well, you say he's missed stuff, and if you're talking about that, anyone on roster right now, it's got to be an Armbruster. Obviously now, 39 strikeouts, 5 walks. When you factor in today, the first pitch to Clinton Holmes has been pounced on back to the mound, spared by Armbruster, and sent base in time. Quick 1-3 put out there. I was just going to say, Armbruster has one of the highest swing strike rates in the Orioles organization. We can burst later. But as we move to the four leads, 2-0, you're listening to baseball. Check 1-2, check 1-2, check 1-2, checking, 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 checking. Are you guys aware of this? Fourth inning at Canal Park in Akron. But it's not a weather delay, not a rain delay, and not any unfortunate delay. It's a wholesome and just wonderful game. As you hear the Fox go off out past left center field. It's a home run for life. Partnership with the nearby Akron's Hospital, the Rubber Ducks, are celebrating a few of their patients today. A couple threw out the first pitch. One of them designed jerseys that the Akron Ducks are wearing right now that will be off. In the Proceeds Vet Hospital, and they brought two young children out to take on the actual home run break, home run jog. So both dugouts and fans have cleared out and got themselves up on the foul lines. And a handful of the young children are running the bases all the way from home, second, third, and the last one just hit across on plate after a high five. Every player and every coach on the rosters. So, out a couple of the kids now. Nagel was diagnosed with neuroblastoma when he was 2 years old. Treated with chemotherapy, surgery, stem cell transplant, radiation, and immunotherapy. And he's cancer-free. All thanks to the help of the Akron Children's Hospital that you can just see out past left field at Canal Park. Mike's have gifted him a custom autographed team. And this one, 7-year-old Blake Mitchell, trainer. He loves playing ball with his 10-year-old sister, Riley, who also ran the bases with him. He was diagnosed with stage 3 intermediate rhabdomyosarcoma. He's had 51 chemotherapy treatments, 8 proton radiation treatments, 42 weeks of frontline treatment that he is on the tub, and an additional 6 of maintenance chemo to follow that. He's also been given a team-autographed custom hat. So a very special ceremony. A couple of these in my time. The last one at in person was in 2019. And it was so hard. It pretty much brings a tear to your eye. Just the joy from everyone. And that's what's so special. Families, the kids themselves. And it's just a special moment to watch take place live. It'll
with the long break mixed in, they're going to get the point opportunity to drill briefly while the infielders warm up. The Bulls will take a slow jog to the designated spot out past right center. And Tanner Burns will get back onto the mound for to take the fourth. It was another clean for Justin Armbruster. After only needing six in the second, and Armbruster only needed pitches in the third, he's faced minimum through three, only one, and struck out. Meanwhile, Burns has tossed three innings and allowed two runs on four hits with three walks in four strike face-off against 7-8-9 in the Bowie lineup, starting with Well. Cody Roberts and Zach Watson to follow. Do have one quick chance to tell you about Patient First. Care is around the corner. First, urgent care that's open 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Every Patient First has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient First, the name fits. He needs three to nothing here in the fourth. Both runs coming across and a two RBI by Maverick Hanley with two outs in the third. Toby Welk will dig in. He popped out to second base back in the Burns is to wind up. He holds at the chin. Turn fires the first pitch. Welk watches a curve miss low. It's 1-0 to start. Much of the windup from Burns so far today. Bowie has gotten the leadoff base every inning. Might not have, though, as the 1-0 is popped up to left center. Relatively shallow. Center fielder is making the call still. Jogs down with plenty of time before making the catch. So the first time tonight that the Bay Sox get the first batter of the inning on base. Connor Norby led off and the third innings with singles. Bobby Mayo led off the second inning. All three of them actually went up. So first batters at least hit the ball to center field in all four innings. Now here's Cody Roberts. First pitch in. So watches a curve ball called for strike and the nothing in one. Fell behind nothing in two to start plate appearance in the second inning before block. And he was left stranded base. As the 0-1 comes, Roberts watches miss low. Change up just under the knees, runs the count even at a ball and right. Roberts has been a pretty bad in this series. RBI single two nights ago. Pair of hits with an RBI night, including a double. 1-1. Slider misses down the strike. Roberts wasn't in the game on Tuesday when Bowie suffered their first of losses. Here's one. This is down a kicking ball from Burns. Now goes to 3-1. Well, Burns, an Alabama native, he actually, for 3 years, with Bowie starter Ryan Watson. Both went to Auburn. This bounced foul, third base side. Runs full here on Roberts. Now Burns was the Friday starter, his friend, the Saturday starter, while Watson stayed in and in his career. But their trajectory growth, very, very low, while at the same time, Watson in the better numbers this season at the same level. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Misses high, ball four. Burns was off of them, expecting the little strike rut there before finally realizing it was called ball high. Burns draws the walk. It's the second one, fourth overall for Bowie. As a matter of fact, the only one, just two batters, Colton Cowser and Cody Roberts, have the a career high four walks for Burns. He's walked four batters in a handful this season, but never five. As Zach Watson steps in, at right-hander, loosening in the bullpen. First pitch squares and bunts a beauty to third. Gloved by Delgado, sent to first. It's between the legs of Noel. It goes to third base. That's new. Haven't seen Zach Watson that too often this season. Looks to be they've already given him a base. No, they've not given it just yet. They're waiting to see. It's at least an error that allowed Roberts to advance, but it's going to be a bunt single for Watson. No, it's just going to be an up error. I think it's a missed catch, if that's my assumption. But Roberts now to third base with one out. And Watson is aboard. It goes back to the top up with Connor Norby. First pitch. Norby's curveball missed low. It's one to start. It might be Aaron tossing for Akron in the bullpen right now. Norby 2-for-2, singles up the middle, and the 1-0 is sliced left field, down for a base hit. This for Roberts, and make it 3-0 Bowie. A 3-for-3 day for Norby, as the Hawks tack on some insurance, their fifth hit of the day. Well, Nor had that four-hit day on Sunday. Collect three singles here. Just continue to tell you why he's such a key off batter for Bowie this season. To set himself up at the top of the while he doesn't necessarily get too many opportunities with runners on base or runners in scoring position, he's still an outstanding contact bat. So it's ruled a throwing error that allowed Watson to, for those that care. For Colton Cowser is called a strike in the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. But an RBI from Norby is the 10th of the season for Bowie. And of course, Watson moves to second base on the base hit. Cowser is twice today. Full both opportunities, the 0-1. This is down. Strike now. As Burns 72 pitches. This might be the last he faces. Cowser reaches. Usually tops out around the mid-80s. You see him finish in 70s a lot this year. The 1-1. Cowser watches high, and he falls in a strike. They have Burns and Watson very well. Hung out a lot when Akron made the trip down to Bowie back in July. They were together today. Very good friends, Alabama natives. First round selection in 2020. Watson, free agent in that short season. As the misses down and inside. Passing a strike on Cowser. But of course, Watson, while the game and the goal was to get drafted, realizes, Ryan Watson, that he was only a five-round draft that year. He takes that little extra bit of information as a grain of salt. The 3-1 pitch. Sir bounces it to first. John Kenzie Noel twirls, fires to short for one, but will go anywhere else with him. Throw is low. Fielders goes 3-6 as Norby is advances to third and Cowser reaches. Is that going to be the day for Tanner? As Rubens Odor hops over the railing next to the stand and exits the dugout. He hasn't made the point just yet. And I imagine this is going to be the evening for Burns. Yep, and that's it. So another short outing for Burns. Only 3 2/3 innings of his 15 starts this year. Only three of them have seen him finish the fifth. As Bowie has an opportunity to inverse at the corners and two away here in the fourth, they lead 3-0. We'll have the new pitcher on the mound in a second. You're listening to Baseball. Back into Canal Park as we can see with the top of the fourth inning, making it a 3-0 advantage, seeing if they can add on a little bit more as they have runners in the corner way. Akron making their first change of the night. The Rubber Ducks have had long starts in this season. The longest that any of their starting pitchers have gone was Thomas Pontage, 4 innings yesterday when Bowie steals 3 runs against him. Tanner Burns finishes with 3 2/3 and 5 hits. Currently 3 runs all earned. Could go up to 5. He struck out 4 and walked. 4 walks tied a career. As Aaron Pinto will step in to face off against Joey Ortiz. 0-2 day for Ortiz. Base hit to extend his streak to 19 consecutive games. First pitch. Breaking ball called at the bottom edge. It's nothing to one. Aaron Pinto, a 5'10", 2-pound, 26-year-old right-hander from Covina, California. 24th selection in 2018 from SUNY Ebrook in New York, the 0-1. Tease lifts it foul, right side, Noel ranges, but it get out of play. First baseman thought at first he might, but the count goes to nothing in two. Pinto this season has only made 2 of his. Started the year late Columbus, and this is his second series. He gave up an RBI single inning on Tuesday to Joey Ortiz. The 0-2 pitch. Watches outside a slider. 2 strikes. innings for Pinto, just that one run allowed. Struck out seven batters and walked two. One-two pitch. Tease takes a half swing and a break on and away. Noah wanted. He pulled back in time. As the count goes even at two, Eric Rodriguez is concerned about getting in front of the slider. It was getting a little bit outside of his reach. Pinto at a 4.91 ERA with AAA Columbus before the year. The 2-2. Late swing and a half right side. A little high on the changeup there. At least Ortiz was able to get a piece on it. But the count stays even at two strikes. But Pinto, familiar with this league, all of 2021 with Akron, and tossed well, 2.30 ERA in 43 innings. Seven strikeouts that year. Two. This is high. Count fills on Ortiz. This is the kind of pitch that Ortiz will get a base hit on as well. Average on full counts has been a little bit better this season. Been a clutch hit early in games. 3-2 as it's fouled off right side. Fastball just a bit away. It stays full here as Ortiz battles with Pinto to open it up. This will be the eighth of the plate appearance already. Gauzer will get an extra jump at Hill while he is being held on. There goes Gauzer, 3-2. Down and away for ball four. Ortiz draws the free pass. Pinto starts his day with a walk. That's already the fifth walk by Bowie batters today. And Hudson Haskin will step. Bases loaded and two at the top of the fourth. Haskin 3-for-10 with the bases this season. As one of Bowie's four grand slams, it came against an Akron position player back in, but he has 12 runs back with the bases loaded this year. Watson, Gauzer at second, Ortiz at first. First pitch, Haskin, breaking ball, missed maybe a bit. That one looked close. Perhaps a little bit on the outside edges. Well, it's 1-0 to start. Haskin attacked what he saw in the third inning in Lumber Field. 0-for today, however, after a strike. The 1-0. Outside, slider runs the count to 2-0. So 10 pitches for Pinto, only them have found the strike zone so far. And an early count here for Haskin with the bases loaded. 2-0 pitch, down and away, it's 3-0. Well, you could tell the energy in Kyle Moore's voice earlier today that he wanted a win team that wasn't close. Of course, that was pretty much the entire Burke series, but since Moore was taking his fan vacation days mid-season, a lot of that. Wants it back. Here, the 3-0. Ball to strike on the outside edge to Haskin. Count to 3-1. Well, Bowie was being managed on the interim by DeJohn, fundamentals coach, and got on those big, massive wins. He wants one now. The 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four, and Bowie walks in a run. Hudson Haskin draws the loaded RBI, and it's 4-0. Should fix that terminology. It's not Bowie that walked in the run. Well, they did talk and scored. Aaron is the one that walked in the run. But back-to-back walks, so, as Haskin draws bases loaded walk of the season and his fourth RBI. Here's Maverick Hanley. First pick on the right side. Tough play at second. Scoop legs by Schneeman. Thrown to first, and it's just in time. So Hanley misses out on adding to the lead, but Bowie does get two across. An RBI single by Connor Norby, and a bases-loaded walk drawn in. Bottom of the fourth, it's 4-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Is it
into a massive free dodge. Fourth inning in Akron, a 4-0 but just an arm brewster has not been any time tonight. The few times he's down, he's dispatched the side quick. First pitch to Jose Tena, however, down and away, it's 1-0. First pitch ball for Armstrong. He walked Tena back in the first inning. That led off pitch is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-1. Tana's walk is the base runner after he led off that first 1-1. Is great foul the other way. Count runs to a ball. Strikes now, and Armbruster has faced the thanks to a double get into by Brian Rocchio, who's on deck. It's Tena Rocchio, and then Caprice. As the next pitch, swung on and floated into center field, holding up just long enough for Colton. That one looked like it could have been to a Texas leaguer, but it hung up. And Tena, nine in a row retired by Brewster after the leadoff walk. Now here's Rocchio. And hit into the double play in the sixth inning, a grounder, and moved a little bit close to second base. It's a very clean day. First pitch, up and up 1-0. So back-to-back first pitch balls for the first time that's happened for him today. Go back and look at his starts. Harrisburg has 1-0 pitch. He swung on and missed down inside. Call that the bunny change up on that swing. It's 1-1. Armbruster reversed eight batters he saw. Then three singles in the span of five, but never allowed anyone past second base. Still a great run for him. He struck out six batters. 1-1. A foul, left side out of play, and it's 1-2. But of course, the way that Bowie manages their pitchers and their workload, no matter how efficient the day is for Spear, he'll most likely be done after five. The 1-2 pitch. Swung and missed for strike three. With a changeup down, second strike arm booster. 10 in a row retired since the leadoff. Now here's arm booster could make sixth. At the rate he's moving, you can see him going for the sixth. Garrett Stallings is the only pitcher this season to finish six innings in a game two nights ago. First pitch is to right field, gets the fans excited, can of corn. Hudson Haskin is there, and the inning is over. Another fast game for Justin Armbruster. Nine more pitches, thrown fewer than 10 pitches in three innings, and he's retired seven in a row. Fifth inning coming up, into Bay Sox baseball. Heading here in Akron, so with us, a 4-0 Bowie lead as reliever Aaron Pinto up for his first full inning of relief. As Kobe will lead it off for Bowie, the batter that didn't step up the last half inning for the bases, first pitch into him, missed inside. It's 1-0 to start. Swung on to Flair, out Allo left, the second baseman, and the closes the gap, Daniel Sheeman makes very high looping pop. There's one away. Sent eight to the plate back and forth. Well, they did only score two runs. They eventually leave the bases loaded. They were able to get the two runs across and hit a lot with two outs again. And first pitch to Toby Welk. This is down and away. Count starts out at 1-0. after the second out of the inning. Back-to-back walks, one to load the bases, bring in a run as the 1-0 pitch. His inside base hit. Screams past the glove of Brian Rocchio and picks up the single. Breaks out of a team hit in his skid. The right-hander is a Bowie continues to get guy on base with at least something going. Open the game with the leadoff bat for the first three innings. And they got a runner on with one out of the fourth. They do it again here in the fifth. Of course, I'm still partial to the leadoff batter getting on base, but it's not something that can always happen. And count the blessings that Bowie scores the best team in the league at getting on base to open an inning. Here's Roberts' first pitch, swing and a miss. Down and away, it's nothing in one. Roberts walked in both plate appearances. He scored on Connor Norby's RBI single back in the fourth inning. Sun's setting a bit at Canal Park Akron. They've got the lights. Z01 is checked on down and away. Catcher asks for an appeal. He didn't go around. Count evens at a ball and a strike. They've got those LED lights here at Canal Park, so you don't really hear any of the hum. You don't have to wait for them to warm up. You just flick them on and they're on. They're carrying a decent part of the load right now. We'd probably say about 60% to the Sun still, as the 1-1 moves inside and brushes Roberts off. He curled back on it. Changeup runs the count to 2-2. You get some really nice sunsets at this ballpark. I'm not sure what it's been, but the sun sets just enough out past the corner of left field, the 2-1 pitch. This is down to limit to 3-1. And I suppose it is also helpful that we've been blessed with great weather this week. There was a flash rain shower at the latest around 11 o'clock on Tuesday. And since then, it's been sunshine. Next pitch, sprayed foul right side. Count fills on Roberts. He's run all three plate appearances full today. Got a very nice light orange gradient that moves a bit into yellow and then finally back into the nice light blue above with a small wispy cloud here or there. As the 3-2 is swung on and bounced to third, but just moves foul at the last second. That was a slow hopper before getting picked up just the left side of the bag by Rednell Delgado. Count stays full on Roberts. Welk still being held on at first base as Bowie leads 4-0 here in the fifth with one out. Pitch in from Pinto. Down and away for ball four. A three-walk day for Cody Roberts. He's drawn so much energy from opposing pitchers, just sapped their strength to run every plate appearance full, and then just watch a pitch outside and sprint up the line. It's so funny to watch this deep into the game that he's done it now three times in a row, where Roberts attacks, and then watches ball four and just books it up the line for his free base. It's very humorous. Puts Welk at second. The first pitch to Zach Watson now is fouled off right side. Nothing in one to open. That's already the third walk given up by Pinto and the seventh walk given up by Akron pitching today. Here's the 0-1. A foul again right side. So for Roberts, this ties a season high in walks. He drew three walks against Altoona 2 weeks ago when Bowie was back at home. The 0-2. Sprayed foul again. Watson able to nick a piece on the outside edge. Roberts does not have a four-walk game on the books, but he's got time to maybe get there. We'll have to see. Pinto holds for quite some time. Looks back second twice, sends the 0-2, and it's ripped left field. This one hanging but falling for a base hit. On one hop, it's picked up. Here comes Welk. Rounding third, the throw's a beauty, but it's too high. Welk slides in to score, and Bowie gets another across. It's 5-0. Watson into second base. Roberts to third. I imagine they'll rule that an RBI single, but it's still an RBI. Watson breaks out of his four-game hitless skid with his 21st ribby of the season, and Bowie has a five-run lead. That's one of the benefits of this outfield grass, that you can send a runner in from second base on a very soft single like that. Because the ball dies and loses a lot of momentum on that first hop. Infield plays in, and the first pitch to Connor Norby is bounced foul off of Norby. Count starts out at nothing and one. Norby already a three-hit day. RBI single in the fourth inning. Single and a run in the third, and a single in the first inning. Second and third, with only one out. It is ruled a single on Watson. The 0-1. Down and away, kept in front. Rodriguez had to shimmy to his side a little bit. Count evens on Norby. Colton Cowser waiting on deck. And one of those trademark days for the top two in the lineup for Bowie. 1-1. Norby swings through a curveball into ball and two strikes now. But Bowie is stringing them together again. That's what they've been needing to take command in this series. After that first inning, I'll admit I was a little bit concerned after Bowie got a single and a walk to open the frame and left them stranded. 1-2, line over to left field, another base hit. This could score a pair. As Robert scores, Watson gets the stop sign. The throw is cut off, however. No need to risk it. Bowie does up it to a six-run lead. RBI single by Connor Norby, a four-hit day, and it's still only the fifth inning. A quartet of singles for Norby, his second RBI of the evening, and that's going to spell the end of the day for Aaron Pinto. As Ruglis Odor is out, that looks to be sidearmer Robert Broom warming in the bullpen for Akron. And the manager gets the ball to make the switch. So Bowie has runners at the corners with one out. Here in the top of the fifth, they lead 6-0. We'll tell you about the new hurler in a second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, things are going well for the Bay Sox right now as we continue with the top of the fifth inning. Bowie has runners at first and third with only one out as Aaron Pinto is forced to depart. Pinto only collected two outs in brief relief. He gave up three hits and at the moment two runs. He could be charged with four. Did not strike anyone out and walked three batters. As Robert Broom will step in, the side-arming right-hander will face off against Colton Cowser. Second appearance in this series for Broom. He came in on Tuesday and spun 2 1/3 scoreless innings, including a strikeout of Cowser on a full count offering back in the fifth inning. It's a different scenario here. First pitch in, and Cowser fouls it off left side. It's nothing but one to start. Broom, a 6'1", 190-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Rising Fawn, Georgia. 10th round draft selection in 2018, he went to Mercer, a former Bear. A sidearm delivery from Broom. He's been 19 appearances, gone 2-1 with a 3.25 ERA. 0-1 pitch, down and inside a slider. Ends the count even in a ball and a strike. 27 and two-thirds innings for Broom. He's struck out 23 batters and walked 15. Allowed just one home run this year. He's inherited 12 runners this season, and only two of them have scored. 1-1. Outside to Kowser. Two balls and a strike. It's an 0-for-1 day for Poulton, but he's been on base following all three plate appearances. Two walks, a fielder's choice. He has a run score. Already three hits in the inning for Bowie. 2-1 pitch. Kowser gets brushed off inside as the slider moved inside at the waist to run it to 3-1. Bowie stringing together four base runners with only one out. Singles by Welk, Watson, and Norby, and a walk by Cody Roberts, the 3-1. Kowser watches a called strike at the knees, laid off on the hitter's count as it runs full. Kowser is at a three-ball count in all four of his plate appearances today. Three of them have gone full. Bowie is just grinding pitchers into the dust tonight. Pickoff throw, and they've got Norby picked. They're going to throw to second and get him. Norby's secondary lead just got caught at the wrong time. Room goes to Noel and then to the shortstop, Rocchio, so it'll be a 1-3-6 pickoff for the second out of the inning. That's the second pickoff this game for Akron. And that's, of course, unfortunate. It takes away a big opportunity with only one out. The infield plays now at a regular depth. The count's still full on Kowser. Runner's still at third, though, so a base hit adds one on as Bowie leads 6-0. Payoff pitch, and Kowser flinches on a curveball inside. So he draws his third walk of the day. Of course, that's where you're caught playing what if. We've already played that a couple of times today, but Bowie's got the 6-1 lead. You don't need to get too concerned, because that would have loaded the bases for Joey Ortiz, but instead it's runners at the corners now, as Broome starts his day with a walk. But that's already the 8th walk by Akron pitching, and there's still only two outs here in the top of the 5th inning. Ortiz 0-for-2. He walked himself in the 4th inning. That loaded the bases. First pitch. Ortiz brushes back on a slider that hits the heart of the plate. Ooh, that's a tough start. That sidearm delivery will really get you. As Broome comes at you pretty much at an angle from his waist. The 0-1. Ortiz watches the slider inside. He doesn't flinch at this one, even though it got much, much closer. Six nothing Bowie. 1-1 pitch. Ortiz takes a hack at it and pokes it slowly to second. Schneeman ranges and gloves, fires to John Kinsey Noel in time, and ends the inning. So Ortiz still needs a little bit more juice to extend that hitting streak to 19 consecutive games, but Bowie makes it a 6-0 lead. Halfway home here in Akron as Bowie tries to give Armbruster the win. He'll take the bottom of the 5th when we return. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Back second twice, sends the 0-2, and it's ripped left field. This one hanging but falling for a big. It's another across. It's 5-0. Looking straight at 1-2. Line over to left field. Another base hit. This could score a pair. As Robert scores, Watson gets the stop sign. The throw is cut off, however. No need to risk it. Bowie does up into a 6-run lead. RBI single by Connor Norby. A 4-hit day, and it's still only the 5th inning.
thank you so much for stopping by this evening on what's been a fun night of Bay Sox baseball. Matt Sabatis with you from Canal Park in Akron, Ohio, as Bowie leads 6-0. First pitch to John Kenzie Noel misses outside, and it's 1-0 to start as Justin Armbruster continues to deal. He's been nearly flawless as the 1-0 is fouled off. On the handle of the bat and back to the screen, it's 1-1. Armbruster has allowed only one base runner today. He walked the first batter of the game, Jose Tena, on a 3-1 count. But he's faced the minimum, got Tena on a double play, and hasn't allowed another base runner. 1-1. Broken bat, cracked a little bit to short. Ortiz sprints on it, gloves between the legs, and fires a bullet to first. A little bit to the left side of Toby Welk, but well in play. You can see some of the splinters flying in front of home plate. I think the home plate umpire is checking around for some of them. But Noel is out for the second time today. Two ground outs to the left side. And now Daniel Schneeman will dig in. There's another splinter. The bat boy had to walk out and get it. And the left-hander Schneeman flew out to right field his first time up. First pitch. Up and away, a fastball. It's 1-0. Armbruster is having one of the most efficient starts for Bowie this season. He needed 20 pitches in the first. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, and it's pop foul, third base side out of play, count evens at 1. But of those 20 pitches, 11 of them were spent on the third batter, Micah Fries, tangled with Armbruster before finally flying out to left field. And since then, 6 pitches in the second. 9 pitches in the third, 9 pitches in the fourth. The 1-1 line drive right center field, holding up for Colton Cowser. He turns on the Jets at the last second and makes the catch. So quickly 2 away. 16 in a row retired by Armbruster, following that walk to Tena to open it up. Here's Chris Rolla. First pitch. Rolla watches down and inside a breaking ball, 1-0. Some 3 consecutive first pitch balls. As a matter of fact, Armbruster has fired a first pitch ball to 5 of the last 6 batters. As the 1-0 finds the zone. Curveball moves its way back in onto the inside track, and it's 1-1. Here's the next. Line, first base, side, but foul. Just a little bit too much slice on that one. The first base coach had the best play at it, as the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes now. But Bowie ahead 6-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Armbruster could have himself the startings of a no-hitter if he finishes out this frame quickly. The 1-2 pitch. Popped him up foul, right side out of play. Count stays. Well, it already started as a lovely-looking night. It has gotten even more gorgeous. As the curled, wispy clouds out past left field are getting a nice dark orange and red tint on them. Another 1-2 pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Foul ground again right side. Potentially playable, but it should get out of play. Toby Welk and Cody Roberts each hustled to the warning track, but we both ran out of room as it got probably about 3 rows deep. So this is already one of the longest innings for Armbruster, despite the fact that he's only on 11 pitches. He comes set. Bases empty, 2 away. Another 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball to short. Ortiz pounces on it. Double clutches and fires a bullet to first. A 6-3 putout is another perfect frame for Justin Armbruster. He's been near perfect tonight. Despite the leadoff walk in the first, he's faced the minimum and has 5 no-hit innings on his ledger. We go to the sixth here in Akron. Bowie leads 6-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Here we go.
on to the sixth inning here in Akron as Bowie leads 6-0. Robert Broom comes out for his first full inning of relief for Bowie. He walked a batter and got a ground out in the fifth. Didn't allow an inherited runner to score as he fires the first pitch into Hudson Haskin. It misses inside, 1-0 to start. So with that last inning over, thanks to Broom's work, the line is closed on Aaron Pinto. As the next offering misses down and inside to Haskin, 2-0. Pinto tossed two-thirds of an inning, gave up 3 hits and 2 runs both earned. Did not strike anyone out and walked 3. The approach to the zone has been a bit wild today for Akron pitchers as the 2-0 is swung on and missed down and away. It's 2-1. Bowie has drawn 8 walks in this game. Haskin drew one with the bases loaded in the fourth inning. Overall, he's 0-2. As Broom sets, fires the 2-1 pitch, and Haskin takes a crack over towards short. Slow roller, but picked by Rocchio on a good sprint, and he fires the first in time, 6-3. So Haskin retired, and now here's Maverick Hamlin. Well, there are two storylines that we're watching so far as we move into the sixth inning here, but we ahead 6-0. One of them is Joey Ortiz. He's 0-3 on the day with a walk. As the first pitch to Maverick Hanley is sprayed foul into the netting right side. 0-1 to start. Hanley had a 2 RBI single in the third inning. 1-3 overall. Ortiz still needs a base hit to extend his hitting streak to 19 consecutive games. It would be the longest in the league this season as the 0-1 misses inside. Change up there from Broom runs the count even at a ball and strike on Hanley. More magical so far has been Justin Armbruster for Bowie. As the 1-1, slider misses too far high. Balls and a strike on Hanley. Armbruster has been nearly perfect today. Walked the first batter of the game and has not allowed a base runner since. He even got that runner out on a double play as the 2-1 is fouled off. Like that one might have gotten the knob of the bat. Goes back to the screen and the count evens at 2. 5 innings of no-hit baseball for Justin Armbruster. Bowie does not have anyone warming in the bullpen. And Armbruster is only at 56 pitches. Hit 2-2. Slider outside and the count fills on Hanley. Now, of course, Bowie has been holding their pitchers to not necessarily strict limits, but pretty strict limits. Not really too many other ways to put it. As the 3-2 is called strike 3 on the top half. Hanley probably got ball 4. Started slowly up the line, but it hit him at the letters. And Broom picks up his first strikeout. 5th overall for Akron pitching. That's the first strikeout since Kobe Mayo went down looking to end the 3rd inning. But the innings limits for Bowie pitchers, especially in starting roles, again, they've not been strict, but you can kind of tell when they're coming. They're noticing. As the first pitch to Mayo is called a strike on the outside edge, it's 0-1. Bowie has only had a pitcher in any capacity throw 6 innings twice this season, actually 3 times, but they've all been the same pitcher. As the next pitch to Mayo is called a strike on the outside edge, it's 0-2. All 3 times it's been Garrett Stallings, twice in a relief role and once in a starting role. As the next offering is outside, it's ball and 2 strikes on Mayo. Stallings threw 6 innings 2 nights ago. 6 innings of 1-run ball. Best start of the season for a Bay Sox pitcher. And he took a no decision error as Bowie was walked off 3-2. Next pitch, grounded foul. Third base side, count stays. Mayo 1-for-3 on the day. Single up the middle. Got picked off of second base, however. 1-2. Cracked over towards short. 1 low hop. Speared on a hard run to the left side by Rocchio, and he throws it away. Mayo fell, trying not to collide with John Kenzie Noel as Noel leapt for the ball. But he's safe on what's going to be a throwing error. It's the 9th error of the season for Rocchio, and it extends the inning. second error of the game for Akron after Zach Watson reached on a throwing error by the third baseman. So now here's Toby Wells, single and a run in the fifth inning. First pitch. Welk watches a called strike, change up inside edge, looking one. So Armbruster this season has tossed six innings once, and it was back when he was in high A. He picked up a strong win against Hudson Valley, that's the Yankees affair. Next pitch up and away, it's a ball and a strike. Those two teams have been good this year, Aberdeen and then Hudson Valley. They've had some great games. Armbruster tossed six innings on just 67 pitches that day. Didn't allow two runs and struck out eight as the 1-1 is swung on and missed high. Got through a ball and two strikes. But again, Armbruster today is at five hitless innings on 56 pitches. And his season's high is 87 pitches as the next pitch is grounded to the left side, deep in the gap at shortstop, thrown to second. The low bounce just beats the lead runner. Daniel Schneeman did have to gobble it at the waist, but Mayo is retired on the force. It goes 6-4. Bowie comes up empty for the first time since the second inning, but that's not what really matters right now, because as we go to the bottom of the sixth, Justin Armbruster will come back out and try to continue a no-hit effort. 6-0 Bowie, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Bottom of the sixth here in Akron as Bowie leads 6-0. Justin Armbruster comes out for his sixth inning of work. First pitch to Reynel Delgado is fouled off hard left side. 0-1. Armbruster has been working with rhythm, and it's working for him. He's faced the minimum, walked the first batter of the first inning, and got him out on a double play. He's been perfect since. The 0-1 is lifted out toward right center field, deep in the gap. Haskin running, closes the gap, and makes the catch over the shoulder before crossing onto the warning track and bracing up against the wall. That was probably one of the best struck balls of the night for Akron in terms of power and location. But Delgado is retired. 16, make that 15 in a row, retired by Justin Armbruster after that walk in the first inning. Now here's Eric Rodriguez, one of only two strikeouts for Armbruster. He went down swinging on a 1-2 offering in the third. First pitch in. Rodriguez fouls it off. High fastball goes behind the plate. It's 0-1. Armbruster has never tossed more than six innings in his career. His season high was that six-inning outing I mentioned against Hudson Valley back on May 12th. Here's the 0-1. Misses high, a breaking ball. Count runs even and ball and a strike. But again, you do have to remember, Armbruster is only in his second professional season, and in his first season, he was a reliever with Delmarva as they were following off of his draft year. 0-1. Pop foul right side. Count to a ball and two strikes. So he was really just getting back into his rhythm and using what was left in the tank following his college season at New Mexico. Boy, has he come into his own here in his first full season as a pro. The 1-2 pitch. A foul again. Rodriguez staying alive on a handful of high breaking balls as the count stays at 1-2. Base is empty. One away here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bowie ahead 6-0. Starburster peers in out of the stretch. Holds set at the chin, drops to the waist. Another 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced to third. Mayo holds, gloves down at the knee, and fires to first in time. 5-3 put out. 15 in a row retired by Armbruster. This is 63rd pitch. And now Quinton Holmes will dig in, the number 9 batter. Holmes grounded out back to Armbruster, ending the third inning. First pitch. Called a strike at the knees. Nothing in one. Boy, imagine the trajectory of this game if Armbruster didn't have that long plate appearance with Micah Preece back in the first inning. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive, second base, over the head in the center fielder base hit. And it hits off the wrist of Kowser. That'll be an error off of the single. But the no-hit bid is over. That draws a raucous applause and well-earned for Quinton Holmes. As Akron picks their first base hit of the day with two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Bowie misses out on their 12th no-hitter. Jared Stallings and Morgan McSweeney combined on the 11th earlier this season. But a single for Holmes and an error on Kowser, his second this year, puts a runner at second base. Goes back to the top of the lineup, and Jose Tena, the first pitch, is a curveball swung on and missed down and inside. It's nothing and one. Again, Tena walked back in the first inning and was eliminated on a double play. He lined out to center field back in the fourth. As Armbruster sets, fires the 0-1. Cracked back, slowly floated over the head of the shortstop in the center field. The rain will come around as Kowser scoops him in center, rips a bullet home, but it's up the first base line, and a run scores. After 5 2/3 no-hit innings, Justin Armbruster is allowed back-to-back singles, and Akron is on the board. Bowie still leads 6-1. Neither of them were hard hit either. They were just well placed, floated over the infielders. And the run is currently unearned following the error by Kowser that allowed Holmes to reach second base. But it is going to lead to a mound visit with pitching coach Josh Conway. A right-hander is up and moving in the Bowie bullpen now. And with a little bit of fervor, I think that's Tyler Birch. But the mound visit will continue as Bowie still leads 6-1. This is a chance to look around the Eastern League. Kirkland's already wrapped up their day. They took down Richmond 5-2. Redding and Harrisburg are playing a tight one at the midfield. It's 1-0 after 7.5. Redding ahead there. Somerset put on 3 runs in the first against Hartford to lead 5-2. Binghamton is shutting out Altoona 2-0 at the stretch. And Erie is blanking New Hampshire 6-0. They just finished the stretch. As we're here on the bottom of the sixth, we have a runner at first and two away. The first pitch to Brian Rocchio is a slider down and inside. It's 1-0 to start. But again, the chance at the no-hit bid over for Justin Armbruster. Still the chance for a quality start. The 1-0 pitch. Line drive right field and deep. Haskins running back, but this one is wide. Two-run home run for Brian Rocchio, his 13th of the season. And Akron has cut the lead in half at 6-3. how quickly things can turn in a baseball game. While it doesn't necessarily seem like it's always possible, every batter gets their chance. There's no clock, aside from the pitch clock these days, but everyone gets the opportunity. That is the first home run for Akron in this series, and the sixth allowed by Armbruster this season. But he will stay in to face Micah Priest. First pitch is swung on and missed down. It's nothing and one to start. So 13th home run for Rocchio. He's up to 45 runs batted in. And Armbruster can still log the quality start as the 0-1 is swung on and fouled back to the screen. It's quickly nothing and two. Priest is 0-2 on a pair of flyouts. Bowie did not have a quality start all season until their 103rd game of the year. And they could have a second one on their 105th game. The 0-2 misses up and away, a fastball, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. 72 pitches for Armbruster, still well under his career high of 87. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Curveball down for Armbruster, and he polishes off the second quality start of a Bay Sox pitcher this season. He misses out on the no-hit bid. But Bowie goes into the seventh, leading 6-3. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Oh, well.
Fires the wood. Cracked back, slowly floated over the head of the short. One up pitch. Line drive right field and deep. Haskins running back, but this one is gone.
As we continue on into the seventh inning here at Canal Park in Akron, the special nature of the night has been lost, but Bowie still has a big opportunity to pick up a big win as they lead 6-3. The no-hit bid and the shutout bid both lost for Justin Armbruster. He allowed back-to-back singles, one for an RBI, and then a two-run home run after starting with 5 2/3 hitless innings. But Bowie still leads 6-3 here as Robert Broom continues on the mound in relief. First pitch to Cody Roberts is called a strike on the inside edge. Bowie, understandably enough, has been having a tough time picking up that sidearm delivery from Broom. He tossed 2 1/3 scoreless on Tuesday as the 0-1 pitch is popped up. Right side of the infield, second baseman Schneeman calls off Noel and makes the catch. Noel didn't really get too far out of the way. But Schneeman still got there and there's one gone. So far, Broom is working scoreless, too. Here today, that's an inning and 2/3 so far, as Zach Watson will dig in, had an RBI single in the fifth, scored after reaching on an error in the fourth. But Akron is getting a right-hander tossing in their bullpen. They might make the switch if Watson gets on base for the top of the lineup, as the first pitch misses up and away. 1-0 to start. Bowie had a right-hander tossing with some quick rhythm after Armbruster allowed a couple of base hits in the sixth. The next pitch to Watson is flared into center field. A low-hanging dive, and it's off the glove of Chris Roller. He spins around and can't find it. Watson gets caught up between first and second, but scampers back to first quickly as Roller found the ball and tossed it back into the infield. Good attempt by Roller, and a good recovery as well when the ball nearly started rolling by him. Watson, though, picks up his second single of the day and gets on base with one out here in the seventh inning. Back to the top of the lineup now for Connor Norby, and they'll leave him in for him as the first pitch is a slider, misses up and away. It's 1-0. Maybe for the left-hander, Kowser. They'll make the switch. It's Cade Smith getting loose in the Akron bullpen. 1-0. Norby grounds it to third, but it's foul. Hooked a little bit too much. Reynaldo Delgado did take a pretty hard dive on it. That one might have knuckled on its first bounce. Maybe hit the lip of the infield grass as it moved to the left side of the bag. It really looked like it was going to hug the line the entire way. It's been a four-hit day for Connor Norby. A quartet of singles. Back-to-back RBI singles in the fourth and fifth. Single and a run scored in the third. As the 1-1 pitch is checked on, he got a piece down and inside. Must have gotten the handle of the bat. The home plate umpire made the signal on it before he even did anything about the check swing. But it runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Next pitch, high for a ball, back pick to first base, bounces in. Gianquenzi Noel was able to keep it in front of him. Zach Watson still slid in. A little bit shaken on him. Bowie has not had a batter for like five hits in a game since 2019. First round playoff series against Harrisburg when Cedric Mullins hit for the cycle. 2-2 pitch. Norby watches a called strike three on a high slider. That was a good pitch. I think Norby's more upset that he didn't go after it. That is just the second strikeout for Broome, but they've both been looking. Sixth overall strikeout for Akron pitching. And now with two outs, here's Colton Kowser, and just as I anticipated, they want to make the switch for the left-hander. Kowser drew a walk against Broome when he first saw him in the fifth inning, and he will not face Broome again. Only faces nine batters. He's going to be replaced now by Cade Smith. As Bowie looks to add on some insurance, they lead 6-3 after leading 6-0. And a runner in first with two outs here in the top of the seventh. New pitcher coming up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Akron has been very methodical today about Colton Kowser specifically. This is the second time that they've made a pitching change directly before a Kowser plate appearance. Third pitching change overall for the Rubber Ducks as they bring out right-hander Cade Smith. Robert Broome is done. He is responsible for the runner at first base, but with two outs here in the seventh, that's a long way to go for the runner. See if Kowser has it in him. As Broome finished with two innings, gave up just one hit, currently no runs, struck out two, and walked one. Cade Smith takes over to face Kowser. Smith, a 6'5", 225-pound, 23-year-old right-hander. He's from Abbotsford in British Columbia, Canada. Minor league free agent, signed back in 2020. Fires the first into Kowser, and it's outside. It looked a bit close. I think we saw a couple of pitches called for strikes in that vicinity when Tanner Burns was pitching, especially to the left-handers. But it's 1-0 to start. Kowser has grinded his teeth in the box today as the next pitch misses down. Count to 2 balls and no strikes. He has 4 plate appearances in the books. 3 of them have run full. The other one went to a 3-1 count, and he's 0-for-1 with 3 walks. He reached on a fielder's choice in the 4th. Runner at first, 2 away, 2-0 pitch. Gausser watches up and away. 3 balls and no strikes. As Bowie leads 6-3, it was a 6-0 lead into the bottom of the 6th, before Akron broke the no-hit bid by Justin Armbruster and plated 3 runs, 3-0. Outside, and Gausser draws his 4th walk of the game. My goodness. This is the 9th walk given up by Akron pitching. And it's a career high in walks for Gausser. I said at some point this season, while Gunnar Henderson still leads the Bowie Bay Sox in walks drawn, despite not having played for the team in well over 2 months, Gausser, at the end of the season, is going to eclipse that total. Henderson has 42. Gausser, with his 4-walk day, is up to 27, with still about a month left to play in the season. Now here's Joey Ortiz, still needing a base hit to extend that hitting streak. It's 19 consecutive games. First and second, 2 away. First pitch, down and away. 5 in a row out of the zone to start the day for Cade Smith. Of course, Zach Watson now at second base. Runner, he belongs to Broom. We need some insurance right now. The 1-0. Ortiz curls back on a slider. Finds the inside edge, however. It runs the count even at a ball and a strike. We had that happen on one of Broom's sliders back in the 6th inning. But Smith is definitely not a sidearm hurdle. 1-1. Line drive out toward deep left field. Freeze is ranging back, but he'll camp. Makes the catch, and the inning is over. Bowie strands 2 on base, but more importantly, they're going to need a big rally offensively at some point to get Ortiz an opportunity to extend his hitting streak. He's 0-for-4 on the day. As we stretch here at Canal Park in Akron, Bowie leads 6-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. In front of the bathrooms. Where is she staring at? What's this one for? bottom of the seventh inning here in Akron as Bowie sports a 6-3 lead. The Bay Sox are making their first pitching change of the night as Tyler Birch will take over. Fans, don't forget about Maryland's Baytoberfest coming up a week from today, as a matter of fact. Friday the 19th, it's all presented by Royal Farms. A Maryland-themed Oktoberfest celebration with a special Baytoberfest beer stein ticket package that's still available. Go to BaySoxShop.com for that one. And the first 750 fans through the gates, 13 and up, get a Hadley Rutschman Maryland flag hat for free. Hey, as long as you get there early, you get the hat. Friday the 19th, go to BaySox.com for tickets. John Kenzie Noel leads off for Akron in the first pitch. Is swung on and missed down and away. A good slider from Birch. And it's nothing in one to start. As Justin Armbruster is done on the best start of his AA career. One of the best starts for the Bay Sox all season. The 0-1 pitch. Misses down and inside. It's 1-1 on Noel. Armbruster tossed 6 innings. Allowed just 3 hits and 3 runs all earned. He struck out 3 and walked only 1. Allowed a home run. He had 5 2/3 hitless innings before allowing the hits and the runs. As the next pitch is grounded foul right side. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Akron lineup. Noel, then Schneeman and Roller, a combined 0-6. Noel has grounded out to the left side twice today. As Birch sets, third base side of the rubber, fires the 1-2. Popped him up foul right side. Count remains. What a great run it's been for Bowie pitching. Just encapsulates the turnaround that they've had here in the second half. That to start the entire season, over 100 games, they didn't have a quality start all year. As the 1-2 is flared foul again. Noel just reaching for sliders and just hanging on. Count stays and ball and 2 strikes. But Bowie did not have a quality start in their first 102 games of the season. And now they've had a quality start in 2 of the last 3 nights. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Breaking ball down from Birch. And he starts his night with a strikeout. Fourth overall for Bowie pitching. And now on to Schneeman. Tyler Birch, 6'2", 190-pound right-hander, traded over from Philadelphia back in 2021. On the season for Bowie, 25 appearances, an 0-5 record, the 6.39 ERA, but it has been steadily getting better as the first pitch to Schneeman is crushed out toward right center field. This one's off the top of the wall and scooped by Hudson Haskin. Schneeman will stop at second base with a double. His sixth of the season. Fans are going to get into it because they haven't had much to cheer about in this game, that's for certain. Balls we've seen hit this evening. Of course, Ropio had a home run back in the sixth, but that was to the shortest porch in right field. The wall moves in and shrinks down for the left-handers to feast on, and that's exactly what Ropio did as a switch hitter. But now here's Chris Roller. First pitch in, and Roller watches a called strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. Tyler Birch has tossed 31 innings, struck out 30, walked 11. He's allowed 8 home runs. As the 0-1 pitch is bounced slowly towards short. Out of the baseline, runs the runner. It's picked by Ortiz and sent to first base in time. I shouldn't say Schneeman ran out of the baseline, but he did angle himself in a funny way to avoid being struck by the ball, which is obviously what you want to do. You want to get hit by the ball or you'd be rolled out. But Schneeman advances to third on the slow ground out, 6-3, as Roller is retired for the second out of the inning. Here's Raynel Delgado. First pitch home. Left-hander watches pitch miss down. It's 1-0. Birch is coming off of 3 consecutive scoreless appearances for Bowie and 4 consecutive appearances without an earned run. The 1-0. Fastball misses inside, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Birch had 2 outings in the Harrisburg series, combined for 2 1/3 scoreless innings, struck out 3, didn't walk anyone, and only gave up 1 hit. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Outside, it's 3 balls and no strikes on Delgado, who's 0-2 on the day, with a lineout and a flyout. as Bowie leads 6-3. They still can't be too set in their ways about this game yet, the 3-0. This is down a four-pitch walk. Because all of a sudden, the tying run is at the plate. You don't want to disparage anyone, even though Eric Rodriguez only has two home runs in 40 games, you just never know. That's the point of baseball. And the other fact is that Bowie has blown a 6-0 lead at one point this season. It happened less than a month ago. Go back to the 24th of July against Richmond. Bowie led 6-0 after the first inning. First pitch to Rodriguez, runner at first, feigns the takeoff as the pitch misses low. Cody Roberts popped up to try and throw it back to first, but Delgado instantly turned back and returned to the bag without a slide. But it's five consecutive pitches out of the zone for Tyler Burch, and that's going to draw a battery visit as Roberts comes out to just discuss the upcoming approach in person. Fans Best Now is a proud partner of the Bay Sox. They provide pest control services for Prince George's Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. If you need anything from general pest control, termite control, really any pest control services, mosquito control too, they have that. Call Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or online at pestnow.com. Bottom of the seventh inning here in Akron, Bowie leads 6-3. Runners are at the corners with two outs. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. It's the top half of the zone for a called strike. It's 1-1. Rodriguez struck out swinging back in the third inning. He grounded out to third base back in the sixth. Here's the next. Grounded foul. Third base side. Ahead on the curveball. Really high up on him. Just buried it into the dirt. Not close to the ball and two strikes. Burch a chance for the scoreless frame. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Pitch in the dirt, so Rodriguez is granted the chance at first base, but Roberts picks up the ball and throws it to first easily. Two strikeouts in a scoreless seventh inning for Tyler Burch, and as we move to the eighth, Bowie leads 6-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Fans on the Green Incorporated is a proud partner of the Bay Sox, and they're celebrating 25 years of providing custom lawn care and pest control programs. They've got guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns, so if you want to enjoy the outdoors this summer, for what remains of this summer, of course, give them a call. Mention this ad, you'll receive a discount on your first lawn care and pest control service. Go to onthegreeninc.com or call 410-695-0444. On to the eighth inning here in Akron as Bowie leads 6-3. Hudson Haskin will lead off as Cade Smith comes out for his first full inning of relief. First pitch into Haskin, he squares and bunts it slowly in front of the plate, picked up in front of the mound by the pitcher and sent to first in time. Well, Haskin laid down a beautiful bunt single yesterday. That was back in the fourth inning. I imagine that one. He pulled the back bat, or the bat back, the back bat, the bat back slightly. Not sure if he was trying to angle it up the first baseline or not, but he just hit it more square up the middle, which is what you want to avoid. So the bunt attempt is a 1-3 put out, and now Maverick Handley to bat. First pitch. Handley watches down and inside. And the count starts out at 1-0. 1-for-4 day for Handley. A 2-RBI single in the third as the next pitch misses high. 2 balls and no strikes. It broke out. Broke the scoreless game at that point. Bowie was stranding runners on base a lot to open, but now they've turned things around as Handley floats one out toward left field, and a diving play by Micah Preeves. He had to negotiate space with the ball, the ground, and the shortstop, Ryan Rocchio, who was sprinting out at the same speed. Preeves really had to angle his body in a tough way to make that catch and avoid his teammate. An excellent play. Handley misses out on a base hit and quickly two gone. Here's Kobe Mayo. First pitch is a curveball called for strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Lions final on Robert Broom. He tossed 2 1/3 innings. Gave up one hit, no runs, 2 strikeouts and a walk. It's the 0-1 pitch. He swung on and missed inside. It's nothing and two on Mayo. It's a 1-for-4 day for Mayo. He singled in the second but was picked off of second base. Reached on an error in the sixth but was taken out on a fielder's choice. 0-2 pitch. Knuckled out toward right field. In on the hands, and Quentin Holmes looks to have it red. He makes the catch. So the Bay Sox go down in order in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the frame. They still lead 6-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. The eighth inning in Akron as Bowie is still holding on to a 6-3 lead. Tyler Burch is back out for his second inning of relief. Stranded runners at the corners in the seventh. As he faces the number nine batter, Quentin Holmes here. First pitch is a slider, misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. It's not a fast or not a good break on the bench for Burch. As the next pitch is swung on and missed down. Wins the count even at one. As Bowie went down in order on just 7 pitches in the top of the eighth. Cade Smith in a very clean frame. 1-1. Holmes ticks it foul underneath the catcher, and it's 1-2. Holmes broke up the no-hit bid for Justin Armbruster in the sixth inning. After Armbruster had started with 5 2/3 innings of near-perfect baseball, after walking the first batter, he got a double play and was perfect from. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. A late hack on a slider in the other batter's box. Holmes looks a bit foolish attacking that pitch.
And Birch logs his third strikeout. Now, if you're in on social media, follow some of the baseball accounts, they call that a sword. It looks like the batter is just flailing a sword trying to attack an enemy. When in reality, the pitch was nowhere near. And that's what Birch got there. Top of the lineup for Jose Tena. First pitch is swung on and missed down. Curveball opens the count up at nothing and one. Already three strikeouts for Birch. That matches the three strikeouts for Justin Armbruster over his six innings. Birch has really been racking up the punch-outs lately. The 0-1 pitch. Swung on and belted out toward right center field. Shallow. More high than deep as Colton Cowser runs down and makes the catch. So quickly two gone. Yeah, Birch struck out the side his last time, I hope. It was against Harrisburg. And now here's Brian Rocchio, who really did the damage against Don Brewster in the sixth. Smacked a two-run home run to the short porch in right field. First pitch. Down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. So Rocchio has three home runs against Bowie now this season. Two of them have actually come against Armbruster. Last time Armbruster faced Akron, he allowed six runs, three earned, including a three-run home run to Rocchio. As the next pitch is fouled off down, it's 1-1. But even so, this has been another well-pitched game by the Bay Sox. Three-run cushion is nice. You just want the offense to add on a little bit more as the 1-1. This is down and inside. And goes to two balls and a strike, but the Bowie offense has been slowing down. Connor Norby had an RBI single in the fifth inning. And since then, Bowie only has one base hit. Zach Watson singled with one out in the seventh. 2-1 pitch to Rocchio. That got him on the shoulder. Breaking ball. Well, that was a fastball inside by Birch. Rocchio, a little frustrated, now looks at Birch to see if he'd meet his gaze, but Birch is staring down at his glove. Rocchio looks again, but Birch is more focused on the batter at the plate. So they hit by pitch, puts Rocchio aboard. With two outs, here's Micah Freese. First pitch in to the left-hander is called a strike. Fastball right down Broadway. Nothing in one. It's an 0-for-3 day for Freese. As Rocchio leads off of first base quietly. The 0-1 pitch, he feigns the takeoff, and it's swung on and fouled. A piece hits off of home plate and rolls up the first baseline just as Cody Roberts was set to try the back throw to first. He was up on a quick snap, but obviously since he was fouled, he didn't have a ball to grab. But it's quickly nothing to. Let's see if Rocchio takes off on this offering. He's attempted 17 steals this season. Stays put, pitch home. This is high. Changeup runs the count to a ball and two strikes. But again, Roberts has been one of the best backstops in the league. So feared are he and Maverick Hanley that Bowie has the fewest stolen bases allowed in the league. Second fewest in the minors. Pickoff throw to first. Does not elicit a tag. Comes in a little bit high, and Rocchio is able to slide in fast. As the count stays at ball and two strikes. Here's the next pitch. Line foul left side. Count holds. But Bowie has only allowed 56 stolen bases all season. That's just a little bit over one every other game. As the 1-2 comes in, and it's swung on and lined out to right field. Haskin running back on it at first, and it's over his head. This is score one as Rocchio heads first to third and comes home. An RBI double for Micah Freese and a high fastball. And it's a 2-run game. Bowie leads 6-4. Freese extends his hit streak to 7 consecutive games. As I've been saying, you're not out of the woods. This is where Bowie's offense needs to be helping out, pulling their weight.
Akron is getting it done late. They put on all four runs after the fifth inning. Bowie has had one hit after the fifth inning. And here's John Kenzie Noel. First pitch. Nice curveball. Finds its way to the lower outside corner for a called strike. It's nothing and one. But now it's a tying run at the plate scenario once again. Noel is 0 for 3. 0-1 pitch. Fastball up and away. Back pick to second base is a little offline. Connor Norby eventually had to go down to the ground to scoop it. But even if you know you're not going to get the runner with a throw like that, there's still a strategic advantage to making the throw. And of course, Bowie has some of the most accurate arms to second base behind the plate. The 1-1. Late swing fouled off right side. Count to a ball and two strikes. There is the strategy. It potentially shortens the lead for the base runner. Shortens the lead after the throw as well, even if they aren't attempting to steal. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. A nasty slider down and away, and Noel had no shot. Fourth strikeout for Tyler Birch. Strands a runner at second, but Akron gets another on the board. Two-out RBI double by Micah Pries, and as we go to the ninth, Bowie leads 6-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
As the 1-2 comes in, it's on and lined out to right field. Haskin running back on the first, and it's over his head. This is for a run.
To the ninth inning here in Akron. What started out looking like a big win for Bowie has turned into another close contest as the first pitch to Toby Welk misses inside. It's 1-0 to start. Bowie led 6-0 after the midway point of the fifth, but it's now 6-4 as the next pitch to Welk is outside, a fastball, 2-0. Cade Smith is back out for his second inning of relief. He picked up an out in the seventh inning and spun a perfect eighth on just seven pitches. 2-0 to Welk. This is high, a breaking ball. Three balls and no strikes. Smith will face 7, 8, and 9 in the Akron, or in the Bowie lineup, rather, with Welk, Roberts, and Watson. As the 3-0 pitch, his ball to strike in the lower outside corner. No green light there for Welk. It's 3-1. What matters right now is on the top side of the Bowie lineup, so they want to get there. As the 3-1 is popped up, foul behind home plate. Rodriguez didn't lose the mask. He gave it a jog, but it gets out of play. That runs full on well. Because if Bowie can at least get one base runner in this inning, Connor Norby will be. And he's got four hits in a 4-for-5 day. Bowie has not had a 5-hit day since the 2019 playoffs. As the payoff into Welk is fouled off back to the screen, it's still full. a little bit farther down after Norby, Bowie will need a big rally brewing to get Joey Ortiz another plate appearance, as Ortiz is 0-4 on the day. The 3-2 pitch, ball strike 3 in the lower outside corner. Walk knew it. Slider down and away, and that's the first strikeout for Gabe Smith. 7th overall for Akron pitching. And now here's Cody Roberts. But Ortiz is 0-4, in danger of losing his 18-game hit streak. He's tied for the longest in the Eastern League this season with Portland's Pedro Castellanos. And unless Bowie puts on a brewing rally, he might not have another chance. First pitch for Roberts is called a strike in the lower outside corner. It's 0-1. Bowie themselves have not made many chances since the end of the 5th inning. As the 0-1 pitch hits Roberts. Fastball just a little bit above the waist, more so on the back, as he twisted his torso some to take the blunt. But he's going to reach on the hit-by-pitch, second of this game. One from Tyler Burch in the last effort. Here's Zach Watson. At least Bowie has that one base runner for Connor Norby. First pitch, Watson pops a foul right side. 0-1 to start. It's a 2-for-4 day for Watson. RBI single in the 5th inning. He reached on an error in the 4th and scored a run. He singled up the middle in the 7th inning. But since the 5th inning, Watson has been the only base hit for Bowie. That single in the 7th was it. He got to second base and was left there. 0-1 offering. Watson pops it up on the infield. Left side, sprinting down the third baseman. Delgado moves to his left and makes the catch. Came down probably about 60 feet before pulling it down, and there's two away. So now it's Norby with a chance to pick up the 5-hit game. But with two outs, Bowie has a lot of ground to cover. They want Ortiz to get another plate appearance. First pitch, Norby pops it up himself to the right side. Foul ground, Noel ranging to the warning track. He stops, and it's off of his glove, falls in foul. He and the second baseman both seem to have a read on it, but Noel was the closest the entire time. I'm not actually sure if it hit off of his glove. If it did hit off of his glove, that would be an error to extend the plate appearance, but I don't think they're going to rule it an error. It might have just missed his glove as he tried to curl back and lean back at the last second. But it starts the count out at 0-1 on Norby as he's given a little bit of life. Next pitch from Smith. Check swing, he went. High fastball. It's 0-2 on Norby. Bottom of the 9th will feature the 5, 6, and 7 batters for Akron as Bowie leads 6-4. The 0-2 pitch. Norby takes a late hack at a changeup and pops it up again, left side of the infield. Ranging down into foul territory, Delgado is there, and he makes the catch. Bowie gets sawed off twice. A hit-by-pitch is their only base runner in the 9th. And as we go to the bottom of the 9th, they need to hold the line once again. They lead 6-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Like this.
Thank you.
thank you so much for stopping by. It's always a pleasure to have you along each and every night. Matt Sabatis with you from Canal Park. I'm so glad you're here. As tense as this game has been, it's still been fun to bring it to you. As we move to the bottom of the ninth inning here in Akron, Bowie leads 6-4. They had a 6-0 edge at the halfway point of this game, but the second half of the game has been all Akron. Bowie has just one hit, while Akron has four runs. The Bay Sox will make a pitching change as Griffin McLarty comes on to try and earn the save. Tyler Burch is done. 2 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. He struck out 4 and walked 1 batter. McLarty will face off against 5, 6, and 7 in the Akron lineup, starting with Daniel Schneeman. It'll be lefty Schneeman, right hand with Chris Wheeler, and then left hander Raynell Delgado. Among the three, Schneeman is the only one with a base hit. He doubled in the 7th inning against Burch and was left stranded at 3rd base. First pitch in. Schneeman watches why. And it's 1-0 to start. Griffin McLarty, 6'3", 185-pound right-hander, 8th-round draft selection in 2019 from College of Charleston. Fires the 1-0. Check swing, called a strike. On the outside edge, it runs the count even at 1. McLarty with Bowie has made 18 appearances, gone 1-2 with a 5.93 ERA, but he's on one of the best runs of the season for a Bay Sox pitcher. The 1-1. Outside, 2 balls and a strike. 30 1/3 innings worked for this year for McLarty. He struck out 38, walked 23, allowed 5 home runs. As he quickly turns to fire the 2-1, it's called a strike on the upper outside corner. He'll place a fastball. Draws a scattered boo around the handful of filled seats at this ballpark. A good turnout tonight. Bowie still trying to pick up the win, 6-4. McLarty sets. 2-2 to Schneeman. Swinging a bouncing ball up towards second. Scooped on the run by Ortiz. He checks to make sure it's in his glove before quickly firing to first for the putout, 6-3. McLarty comes into today's game on a scoreless streak of 12 2/3 consecutive innings. That is the 4th longest streak of the season. Garrett Stallings still has the longest of the year with 16 scoreless innings over the stretch of July, but McLarty has not allowed a run since June 19th. This is his second appearance of the series, as the first pitch to Chris Roller is a slider, called a strike in the lower outside corner. Go back to Tuesday, when McLarty came in following Drew Rahm. He tossed 2 scoreless innings, walked 1 batter, and struck out 2. That was it. The 0-1 pitch. Line drive, left field, base hit. And a slow down on the grass, but Roller stops with a single. And now tying run comes to the plate in Raynell Delgado. A handful of just floated singles for Akron today. Their first 2 hits were like that, and it led to a run scoring. They did have some hard hit balls afterwards. Of course, the home run for Lokio, and then the doubles, one from Schneeman, the RBI double from Micah Pries in the 8th. They have not been well-tagged seeds, to put it simply. Here's Delgado, 0-for-2 with a walk. Third base plays in, first pitch. Fastball misses low, and it's 1-0. Bowie was able to turn a double play last night in the 9th inning. Raynell Delgado was on the front end of the double play. He was forced out at second base. That helped them secure the 4-2 win. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down and away, and it's 2 balls and no strikes. Lardy only made 1 appearance in the Harrisburg series. Tossed a scoreless 7th inning and earned the win for Bowie as they broke ahead to a 5-4 win. The 2-0. Grounded over to short. Could be 2. Ortiz can't go anywhere with it except first. Because he was playing close to the bag, Roller will move to second base, but a 6-3 putout is the second out of the inning. Ortiz was shifted towards second. They had a shift on for the left-handed hitting Delgado. So Connor Norby would have had to go a long way just to get to the bag. Ortiz gauged the options. He was still relatively far from second base, having to wait back on the ball, and realized his best bet was just to get the surefire out at first. It is the second out of the inning, and Bowie is one out away, but it's still a tying run scenario with Eric Rodriguez. Runner at second, two gone here in the bottom of the ninth. McLarty sets. The first pitch, swing and a miss. Slider outside, it's nothing and one. McLarty this season for Bowie has only had one save opportunity, and he converted it. This is a save chance for him. He sets now. The 0-1 pitch to Rodriguez. Called a strike, fastball at the top half of the zone, and Rodriguez curls out of the box slowly in a bit of disgust. As Bowie leads 6-4 here in the bottom of the ninth. Runner at second, two away. McLarty holds ball in glove and now sets at the waist. The 0-2 pitch. Slider misses down and away, tried to get him to chase. Tyler Burch got a couple of silly swinging strikes back in the eighth inning on a pitch that looked just like that. But it runs the count to a ball and two strikes here on Rodriguez. It's an 0-for-3 day for Rodriguez. He struck out twice, grounded out to third base as well. As the infield plays in fairly deep, first base, though, is in on the baseline. 1-2 the count. McLarty is ready. The pitch home. Swinging a bouncer. Slowly tapped to second. Norby has to sprint in. Gloves it. Fires. Got him! The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again for the second consecutive night. They hold off a late chance from Akron and win a two-run game. Your final, Bowie 6, Akron 4. We've got plenty to come on Bay Sox postgame following another tense winner. We'll talk about it in depth, get you some highlights, and look around the Eastern League. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Bouncer slowly tapped to second. Norby has to sprint in, gloves it, fires, got it! The Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again for the second consecutive night. They hold off a late chance from Akron and win a two-run game. Your final, Bowie 6, Akron 4.
Stop making your... These windows.
Well, today was a little more tense than it probably needed to be, as the Bowie Bay Sox do pick up the win, the most important outcome at the end of the day, a 6-4 final over the Akron Rubber Ducks. Of course, Bowie, though, did have a 6-0 lead at the halfway point of this game. Akron brought it close, but Bowie was still able to hold the line, and at the end of the day, that's what matters, like I said. So we've got plenty to talk about here on Bay Sox postgame. Matt Sabatis with you from Canal Park in Akron, as we'll recap this game in depth and then look around the Eastern League, see how this win is going to help Bowie in the Southwest Division standings. But first, we recap. We go all the way back in time to the faraway land of 7.06 p.m. when first pitch came home from Tanner Burns to Connor Norby. It was down and away for a ball, and on the next pitch, Norby singled up the middle for a base hit. But Colton Cowser walked, and it looked like Bowie was really going to start running things. But that was it. Joey Ortiz flew out to right field, Hudson Haskin and Maverick Handley each struck out, and the Bay Sox were left scoreless after getting those first two runners on base. In the bottom of the first inning, Armbruster walked the first batter he saw on just five pitches, but Jose Tano was taken out on a double play by Brian Rocchio, and that was pretty much the day for Armbruster, because he would not allow a base runner until the sixth inning. Three up, three down in the first on 20 pitches. Well, technically three up, three down with the walk and the double play. Three up, three down in the second, a perfect second on six pitches. Perfect third on nine pitches. Perfect fourth on nine pitches. A perfect fifth on 12 pitches. Armbruster had a no-hitter going through five innings on just 56 pitches, and that gave Bowie plenty of time to give him at least some cushion. Because while the Bay Sox did get two more runners on base with only one out in the second inning, they were still held scoreless by Tanner Burns. Finally, they got something, though, in the third inning, after Connor Norby and Colton Cowser pretty much mirrored their first inning with a single and a walk to get on base. A wild pitch put them both into scoring position, and Maverick Handley had a little bit of two-out magic to bring them home. So 2-0 Bowie after 3, thanks to, of course, Armbruster and his perfect work. As the game moved into the fourth, they were finally able to get a little bit more rhythm against Burns. Despite Toby Walk flying out to center field to open the inning, Cody Roberts walked to start it after that. Zach Watson reached on an error, and Connor Norby gave Bowie an additional run. It was Norby's third hit of what would be a four-hit day, but Bowie would still get another run in that frame because Burns had to be lifted after allowing a runner to reach on a fielder's choice, and Joey Ortiz would draw a walk against Aaron Pinto to load the bases. With two outs, Hudson Haskin came up, and he saw a handful of pitches. None of them really were hittable, though, and he was smart enough to lay off. Bowie had the 4-0 lead on the bases loaded walk by Haskin, and as Armbruster continued to deal, the game moved into the fifth inning, where the Bay Sox got two more base runners with only one out. Toby Welk singled, and Cody Roberts walked to have two on for Zach Watson, break out of a hitless skid and give Bowie some more runs. So a 5-0 lead for Bowie, but they still weren't done in the fifth, as they wanted one more run against Kyle Pinto. Connor Norby would be the one to deliver it. Well, that would turn out to be the last hit for Norby, as he struck out looking in the seventh and popped out to third in foul territory in the ninth, but still finished 4-for-6. And that spelled the end of the day for Aaron Pinto as well, but also the end of the day for the Bay Sox offense. That's one of the other pieces that really hurt Bowie a little bit, is that after that RBI single by Connor Norby, things turned over to Robert Broom, the sidearm hurler, and that delivery of his really threw off Bowie, and from then on, their offense just shut down. Bowie only had one more base hit for the rest of the night. It was a one-out single by Zach Watson in the seventh inning. In the bottom of the fifth, Armbruster was still working well, retired the side as mentioned, but as he tried to stretch into the sixth inning, he picked up two quick outs, and it looked like he might have been able to take the no-hitter into the seventh. But it just wasn't meant to be, as Quentin Holmes singled into shallow center field and moved to second on an error on the play, put himself in prime position for Jose Tena to break the shutout bid. But after Tana singled, Brian Rocchio wanted to cut into it a little bit more, and he found a good pitch to hit. So a 6-3 game, Rocchio had two home runs now against Justin Armbruster after picking up one against him in July. But Armbruster struck out Micah Priest to end the sixth and polished off the quality start. Six innings, three runs, three strikeouts, only one walk. As the game moved into the seventh, the Bowie offense had started to shut down. Tyler Burch took over for Bowie. He gave up a couple of base runners in the seventh, but stranded them at the corners and kept it at a 6-3 game. Bowie went down in order in the eighth on just seven pitches, and in the bottom of the eighth, Akron got an inch closer. After Brian Rocchio was hit by a pitch with two outs, Micah Priest stepped up and extended his hit streak to seven games. So Priest at second base, but Burch struck out Jonkenzie Noel to end the threat and send the game into the ninth. Bowie went down quietly in the ninth again. They got a base runner on a hit-by-pitch, but Cody Roberts was left stranded at first. And in the bottom of the ninth, it was on to Griffin McLarty to try and earn the save. He gave up a one-out single to Chris Roller, but thanks to a couple of groundouts and Joey Ortiz's infield defense, it was a good finish for Griffin McLarty to give Bowie the win. So your full box score, Bowie scores 6 runs on 9 hits with 1 error. They left on 13. That is one of the highest totals in quite some time for the Bay Sox, and it really shows just how interesting of a day it was for Bowie when it comes to opportunities that they might have missed out on. But they still won. Akron scores 4 runs on 6 hits with 2 errors. They left on 4. Winning pitcher is Justin Armbruster. He moves to 3-0 on the season as the losing pitcher, Tanner Burns, falls to 2-4. Griffin McLarty picks up the save, his first of the year, as the game was played in 2 hours and 47 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Canal Park of 7,227. With the win, Bowie moves back up above 500 at 53-52 on the year, a 2-game winning streak, as the Bay Sox are now 25-30 on the road. With the loss, Akron falls to 57-47 on the year, a 2-game losing streak for the Ducks, as they're now 31-24 at home. Bowie is now 26-10 in the second half, and Akron falls to 17-18 in the second half. We'll take a look around the Eastern League and see how this win impacts Bowie in the standings as they continue to lead the Southwest Division. We're back after this. Bowie takes down Akron tonight, 6-4. You're listening to Bay Sox Postgame. Oh, jeez. Well, all the record. Thank you. All right, back to Akron one final time this evening as we get ready to wrap up Bay Sox postgame. Another big win for Bowie as they take down the Rubber Ducks 6-4. That's going to help them out in the Southwest Division standings, of course, as we do a little bit of scoreboard watching. Sadly, though, it's not going to help them out by much as they're just continuing to hold off Erie. The Seawolves picking up their fifth consecutive win as they've taken the first four from New Hampshire now. A three-run third helped a 6-1 effort over the Fisher Cats in Erie. They are still just one game back of the Bay Sox. The rest of the Eastern League has already gone final as well, as Binghamton blanks Altoona today, each side with seven hits, but the Rumble Ponies picked up two runs for the win, while Somerset put on three runs in the first inning and were able to cruise the rest of the way to a 7-3 win over Hartford. Reading had a 1-0 lead for quite some time against Harrisburg before the Senators tied it in the bottom of the eighth and forced extra innings. But Reading got that tie-breaking runner across in the 10th and beat Harrisburg 2-1. Portland, they had a quick game with Richmond earlier today, 5-2 with a final there at Hadlick Field as the Sea Dogs picked up the win. Around the Orioles organization, there's one game in action, the rest have gone final, and it's not been a good day for Norfolk as the AAA squad gave up four runs in the first and were trailing 10-0 before finally getting on the board, but it's not gone much better for them as they trail 12-3 into the top of the ninth over in New York against Rochester, that's the Nationals affiliate. Delmarva picked up a one-hit shutout today over the Carolina Mudcats, that's the Brewers affiliate over at Purdue Stadium. A couple of runs in the one in the second, one in the fourth for a 2-0 win there for the Shorebirds. And you talk about shutouts, that's what Aberdeen did too. Four hits against the Hudson Valley Renegades, the Yankees affiliate in High A. Aberdeen cruised to a 10-0 win. But again, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, as the Bay Sox take down Akron tonight 6-4. Two sides will meet again tomorrow as Bowie has an opportunity to take a lead in the seven-game series, as Ryan Watson will get the start for Game 5. Tanner Bibee will get going for Akron. It's a doubleheader on this Saturday at Canal Park. There is no scheduled starter for Game 2 from either side, anticipated to be bullpen days. But Game 1 will get going at 5:05, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show ahead of Game 1 at 4:45. That's going to do it for us, though. So we've still got a busy weekend ahead, a big opportunity for Bowie to try and maybe gain some ground and pick up a big series win against Akron. We say so long. Matt Savatis with you from Canal Park in Akron, saying thank you so much for stopping by this evening. As Bowie takes down the Rubber Ducks tonight 6-4, we'll talk to you tomorrow.